thing. I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man. Moving, doing it, you know. Can I count it off? 1, 2, 3, 4.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
And the home of the stars is now back in the forefront again, bringing you Mountain of Blackenite. And out of the Blackenite, he drew the strength that comes out and makes this mountain that's been in from hundreds of millions of years.
Mm-hmm.
And no one knew where it was. They only knew where the white mountain was, where Kryptonite came, right. Where the white Superman came.
Right, right.
All right, now we were digging in the arms of Africa, back into the mountain, the Kilimanjaro's, and then there it was, the Blackenite mountain.
I love the blackness of it.
How much more black could this be? And the answer is none.
Got a little bone to pick with the programming department. Would it kill you every once in a while to play a little fog hat?
Well, hell, sign me up for that.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
The best tonic is chronic.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh, hi. Did you want to buy some drugs?
Roll another one.
God damn it, I love pot.
Just like the other one.
You got any weed?
This one seems to be about to quit.
I'm looking to score some drugs.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
It's just there's so many poorly chosen words in that sentence.
Roll another one.
Marijuana's bad, okay.
Just like the other one.
Munchies. Who wants some munchies?
Man, I'm so high.
I don't have another cent.
What's the matter? Cat got your bong, man?
How much you selling that weed for, old man?
Just pass it around.
Marijuana is just nature's way of saying hi.
Smoke weed every day.
I just pass it on down.
And now.
Drugs ruin lives, people. Drugs destroy careers. Take Cheech and Chong. Everybody knows that Cheech and Chong are funny, but just imagine how funny they would be if they didn't smoke pot.
Our feature presentation.
Yeah, I'm guessing not funny at all.
Not a bit.
I guess.
I guess we'll find out soon.
Because they're going to be on the show?
Well, I'm just saying because they got the, I guess the new movie will be pot-centric, but I can't, I don't know if those guys are still smoking pot anymore.
Oh, please.
You know Tommy is.
Those yeah, guys. Tommy is.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Cheech
seems pretty clean for a long time.
Does he?
He's a pretty serious actor now.
I think you know what happens is people get a tolerance, and then they, you know, they got to smoke it to be normal.
We know some people like that here.
That's true.
And they can function. They're highly functioning people.
They're
highly
functioning.
Highly.
They put the high and highly functioning.
Yes, they do.
I don't know how the Cheech and Chong movie is going to be. I don't know. I mean, I guess it all depends on if they get. You know, some young contemporary people may be involved with the, you know, with the current sense of humor. It could be great.
When did they make all their weed movies? Was it 70s or 80s?
70s. 70s. And 80s. I think both. I think they spread it out over a long time. And some of them are pretty good. And some of them are just awful. Some of them are just, it looks like they were high and showed up when they had ad-libbed it.
I mean, yeah.
But they are back together. So we'll see. And I think we got them coming in later this year.
Thank God Cheech and Chong are back together.
I know, right?
Now I can move on with my life. Good morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday, and it's the 15th of...
good.
Yeah.
Really?
I think we got the wrong guy picking the August sounds.
We're mixing it up. We're going with... A little bit of everything. A lot of different ways the listeners have chosen to express their love for August.
Yes, and we've done it 5 days now, and four were guys.
Yeah, what's that about?
Well,
how about
that's mostly what we're getting.
How about
this? I think I do have one more chick that's standing by maybe for Monday.
How about this? Remember that yesterday?
Oh. Yes.
That's Lisa.
Could you add? Could you add a gust to that for us, Lisa?
Yeah, I do. Okay, hold on, everybody.
Gust.
Okay. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Maybe that's what we're looking for.
Nicely done. We'll have that standing by in case we need it.
That was my impression of the female fencing team.
Yes.
I didn't just do it off the cuff.
But feel a strong wind.
I don't know. It's bizarre. I guess it's when they make the fatal stab. But I don't know if it's the one being stabbed or the one stabbing.
It's kind of like tennis when they grunt every time they hit the ball.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a strange, scary sound.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the Olympics, I know it's on a lot of channels. I have almost exclusively just been watching the NBC, and it occurs to me that there have been sports going on that I haven't seen.
Oh, you're missing a lot.
Yeah, I know I am.
Yeah.
Because I noticed yesterday that it's been essentially just gymnastics and swimming.
Swimming, right.
Yep.
Yeah, and I know that, like, there's some running going on, right? And the soccer going on, stuff like
yep.
that. Are there channels that yep. you could say broadly are assigned to each sport?
I don't know broadly or assigned, but I know that a lot of the boxing is on CNBC.
Okay.
And I know that there's a soccer channel and there's a basketball channel. And if you
Who's
go to,
playing the soccer? What channel is that? I'd love to see some of that.
I really don't remember. Do you have DirecTV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Channel 750 to 756 or something like that. They're all Olympics.
Okay.
And there's a majority of, you know, certain sports on individual channels. So the soccer channel, for example, if there's not a game going on, they'll show the schedule of what's coming up next.
Because I was really bummed out, you know, when I realized I had already missed USA. I mean, they got eliminated early by Nigeria. And I thought, well, I would have liked to have seen some of that. But
yeah.
I didn't know about it until I saw the news.
Yeah, they were ahead until extra time after the 90 minutes. And then the other team came back and scored.
Yeah.
So good times. Yeah, but there's a couple of channels in there in high def. If you have DirecTV, and it's, mm-hmm. I don't know, 754, 755, something like that.
Because I'm like TV, and I've only been watching NBC, and it's all swimming, gymnastics,
guys,
beach volleyball.
True. I got to tell you the way to go, though. The way to go is to record a bunch, because watching it in real time
is what I do. I watch it the next day.
So yeah. I'll go back to a file that's all completely recorded, and I can, you know, you can watch 8 hours in about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
If you
right.
Slow down just to the good stuff.
Like Tyson Gay ran yesterday. I didn't even know that. And, you know, it occurs to me I need to start paying better attention.
To the gays?
It's hard to miss it all. There was one headline I saw yesterday that said "Gay Cruises to Victory," and I thought, "Wow, Simon Mike would be so excited to hear about this gay cruise." Oh wait, no, it's Tyson Gay. Sorry.
Every headline that involves him, they refer to him just as Gay, of course, because his last name.
Sure,
and it's Gay's excited to meet blah blah blah. Gay event today.
It's awesome.
Every single one.
Fantastic.
None of this matters. All that matters is the dude who was disqualified for drug abuse. In air pistol shooting.
Oh, no.
You guys see that?
No.
There was air pistol shooting?
He was disqualified out of the air.
For what?
Doping? He meddled in it. Yeah, he tested positive for some banned substance.
What the hell would you need to be better at that?
All I want to do is talk to that guy. I just have to know what you're using.
You don't have to run,
what are you
jump.
Using? Why?
He tested positive, right?
He tested positive.
Yeah.
They shoot air pistols, though? Is that what they call them?
That's what the event is, yeah.
I think that may have been one of the first medals Americans won, the women, was in air pistol.
Yes! Go USA Women's Air Pistol! We might need to focus on some of the sports, because some of them are dumb.
Stupid?
Yeah. Really
well,
dumb.
There's clearly too many sports being allowed into the Olympics, that's for sure.
Right, but a lot of them that are being let in are absurd, and there are other sports that are huge that are being left out.
Sure. He's exactly right. I mean, Petros was talking about the original Olympics and where the Olympics comes from, and the idea of competition between man, and how it spawned into this with air pistols and trampoline and stuff is really kind of ridiculous.
I can't wait for trampoline.
Listen, I think I could compete in the trampoline. I'm pretty sure.
Do you know what channel? It's not going to be on NBC,
That
obviously.
One's going to be tough to find.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
Here's the deal. Apparently, he's a North Korean shooter, if you can believe it. I didn't even know North Korea had any athletes in these games.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
No, I assumed all Koreans were South.
His name is Kim Jong-soo.
Hi.
He was stripped of two medals on Friday, a silver in the 50-meter air pistol and a bronze in the 10-meter air pistol. He was kicked out of the Olympics. According to the IOC, the shooter tested positive for, Mike, you'll know what this is maybe, propranolol, which is a banned substance used to prevent trembling.
Oh, so he needs to be calm with his pistol. That makes sense. He doesn't want
to
shake.
So he's not taking it as an enhancer for athletics. He's taking it to stay, to not shake.
Right.
He is taking it as an enhancer for athletics. Sure. It's given athletic, you know, at his game.
In his game, yeah.
It's totally a drug, a performance enhancing drug for him.
He just needs a Xanax or something like that, you know, just to calm him down a bit.
But this is, I can understand why something like this would happen, because this is the kind of drug that somebody who doesn't have a trembling condition wouldn't have to worry about. They would be able to be still without it, without taking it.
Plus, that guy trembles, and then he goes back to North Korea, dead.
Yeah.
They kill him. You don't get a gold medal, kill.
He's in trouble, I would imagine.
He's in a lot of trouble.
Serious trouble.
Yeah. 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 Kim Jong-il has already signed the paperwork for that, to meet him at the airport.
By the way, I got the update that I believe trampolining is on Saturday on NBC.
I think that's the one right there.
What time? I got to see it.
I don't have the time.
I'm TiVoing the whole night.
Isn't that funny?
Okay.
What? 1 to 4 is the
block. I bet they do
block.
Amazing things on trampolines.
You know what they do? They can jump like mofos.
I bet. I wonder if they're going to do it where two people jump and then one jumps right before the other and then it makes the other one jump even
higher.
Probably, yeah. I bet they do that.
Try to wipe them out?
Yeah.
And I bet they come down on that trampoline and then they just bounce, man.
Oh, man. They bounce like a mother effer.
All right. I can't wait. There's your Olympic update. So we got the air pistol shooting and the trampoline. So we've covered everything you might be interested
in
for the Olympics.
That's right. Go USA.
Oh, yeah. And Michael Phelps did some swimming thing.
Yeah. Did he get another gold?
Two, oh, yeah. I think.
It's unbelievable.
I think it was just one, okay.
But he won the race after that.
But that was a qualifying.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not all for medals.
Okay. They're not all for medals, right? Yeah, he swims 17 times. Only 8 of them are for medals. He is so much better than everybody else. I mean, it's every time he swims. I mean, 8 golds, also 8 world records. I mean, that's just it's insane.
Yeah.
It's like there's not even any competition. The dude's a fish.
And in a sport where hundreds of seconds matter, he's beaten world records by a full second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard one of the commentators say he had 50 minutes between his gold medaling race and the next one.
He did.
The commentator was saying, I swam, apparently he competed in the Olympics, I swam 4 times in like, I don't know if it was 8 or 10 days. He said, I was so exhausted. I can't imagine how he's doing this. He's just superhuman.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Hell of a lisp, too.
Does he?
Hell of a lisp.
I hadn't really noticed.
I'm very excited about the events.
No.
Oh, yeah.
It's not
He's
that
from Barcelona.
Bad. Oh,
Money.
Yes, it is.
Money said something the other day, and it's totally ruined my ability to look at him because now I can't take it out of my head. It's perfect description. He looks like a yoked-out McLovin.
So true.
And every time I see him now, I can't even think of
that him. That is true.
Interesting. It's very true.
That is true. That can swim.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday. That means we've got the movie beat coming up. We are going to talk to an OC Register reporter who is in Beijing. Beijing. We got to talk about Lightning Scorsese. He's trying to take over the world. It's not good. What he's doing is
he has
not
to
good.
Be stopped.
Yeah.
There are some people who, given a little bit of power, really learn to abuse it quickly.
Must take more. Tell you more about the Michael Jackson reality TV show they're talking about.
Oh, boy.
Yes, please.
Bob Costas is not a dick.
That's not.
That's the question on the table.
And not.
Petros ruined it for me because I never thought he was. But then when Petros came in last week, or earlier this week, I can't remember when it was.
Earlier this week.
And said that.
That was last week.
Now I can't get past it.
He said he's smug.
And he is.
I do not see that.
Dick. Just saying.
Here's what he said after Phelps gold last night. You be the judge.
Yeah, it's impressive. Yeah, it's historic. And at this point, it's also ridiculous.
That's kind of dicky. It's a little bit dicky.
Oh, it's just ridiculous. Wow.
Yeah,
now I'm starting to look at him and rethink my position, I'll tell you that.
It's weird how every once in a while somebody will say something, and then that just taints every single time you look at somebody. You go, well, okay. That's just the way it is. And also on today's show, we have your tickets to see Weezer at the Forum October 14th. And we have your tickets to join us next week for our breakfast with Weezer.
Pretty cool.
Wake up with Weezer. Your chance to win is coming up very soon. And we have a new website to introduce you to that will help you get laid over the weekend. Okay.
Wow,
540,
that's quick.
544, we will take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbizby. We're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 555.
Hey, Ralph Garman, what's going on?
Oh, crap.
What?
I left some stories on my desk.
Hey, bring some stories.
Hey, anyone in the office who's near my desk, there's papers on it. Grab them.
Bring papers.
Bring them in.
Ruff, you watching any of this Olympics? I haven't heard the peep out of you since the game started.
No.
You love sports, though.
Yeah. Well, find me one.
Here's what
swimming.
I like.
You got swimming and basketball.
Gymnastics.
Oh,
I love gymnastics.
Here's what I like. Come on. Ralph has said pretty much every time this topic comes up that he has not and will not watch.
Yeah.
And
being
every single time can't understand why.
It is the biggest much ado about nothing ever.
That's not true.
It's all hype. Oh, Lisa, compare.
What, these people haven't been working their asses off for the last 4 years?
Good for them. But why is it important to me?
Well,
a lot of people work hard for their jobs. Doesn't mean I have to go watch them do their jobs.
Those of us that are Americans.
They try to tell us it's so freaking important. This is the biggest event in the world, and it's just such overkill, and it's sell.
Is it because you and Osama don't get cable in the cave? Is that what it is?
NBC's been jamming it down our throats for 2 years now. It's like, I'm sick of it before it even goes on the air.
Those of us that are Americans.
Exactly.
I don't know where I'm going with that.
Yeah. Because it really matters in the world picture whether someone stays on a balance beam or not.
That's a good point. All right, 5:56 now. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Ah, you can say what you want about Donald Trump.
Did this really happen?
But sounds like it.
Trump has stepped up and said he will personally save Ed McMahon's Beverly Hills mansion from being foreclosed upon. He's not going to give it to Ed. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, it's a loan?
He is going to buy it, and then he's going to lease it to Ed.
He's a businessman.
He is a businessman.
Right.
At least Ed can afford the lease and won't have to worry about being thrown out on the street.
Well, that's cool.
But for a guy like Donald Trump, with the money he has, he writes a check for $4 million or whatever it is, and he gets all this good press, it's probably worth it to him.
Sure. Absolutely. But he said it would be an honor to help out Ed. He said, when I was at Wharton School of Business, I watched him every night on The Tonight Show. How could this happen? So he's stepping up and trying to help out Ed, which is kind
of
nice.
Those of you that don't recognize the name, he was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson before Jay Leno for 700 years.
I don't believe it was 700.
It's a long, long time.
It was the late 1800s, I think it started. But, Johnny Carson used to be the host of The Tonight Show, and Ed was the co-host for many, many years, and he also did many shows with Dick Clark and hosted a lot of stuff and had a popular series of commercials for Budweiser and other products. So, guy's been in television for a long time, and he's fallen on hard times. And Trump steps up and says, you know what? I've enjoyed your work over the years. I got a lot of cash. Let me help you out a little bit.
Yes!
It's pretty cool.
Smooth move, Mr. Trump. You're still a douche, but still.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll raise his rent soon. I mean, he'll be able to, the lease will go up like double.
Sorry, you have no choice. It's now $400 million a month.
When will he fire Ed like he does all the other celebrities of The Apprentice?
Oh, no, you didn't. Hugh Hefner was going to stop throwing parties, I mentioned this week.
Yes, he did.
Yes, you're very sad.
I was very sad. Now I'm very happy.
Changed it?
Playboy's PR director has stepped forward and saying those reports are absolutely false. He said we're having a huge Halloween party, but then we're going to have a huge New Year's Eve party. It's full steam ahead.
Excellent.
So that's good news for all the celebrities and playmates and other people who actually get invited to those parties.
David Faustino didn't know what he was going to do with himself.
Faustino. David Spade. I got to go over their list. They need to hire me to weed out their list a little bit. People they allow to go. Hasselhoff's always there. It's just it's just a B-list of palooza. And Kristen Bell.
Oh.
May be interested in playing a character in the X-Men universe.
Oh, I hope so.
Apparently, Kristen's a bit of a comic book fan.
Yeah, she's perfect in every way.
She has decided that she would like to play the role of the Dazzler.
The hell's the Dazzler?
Dazzler is one of the X-Men.
Oh. What does the Dazzler do? Just dazzle you?
Oh, she dazzles.
She bedazzles.
Oh, you will
she bedazzles.
You will be dazzled by Dazzler. Look it up on Wikipedia.
I don't know what she does.
Does she?
Apparently neither does Ralph.
Make things shiny? She blinds you with
shiny
her
you can't see?
Shininess?
I think she blinds you with science.
Oh, come on.
Nicely done.
Thank you. I'd kill to play Dazzler, she reportedly said on the set of Heroes. So she's actively pursuing a role in the X-Men universe. So that's good news for comic book geeks everywhere.
Sure.
Oh, I like the Dazzler. Speaking of comic book movies, Robert Downey Jr. went on a major fitness kick to prepare for his role as Iron Man. But now apparently has admitted he's started smoking again.
Woohoo!
Robert! Robert!
He's your people.
He said he was a non-smoker for a few weeks, but now is enjoying, in his words, a Camel non-filter relapse.
Wow.
So, smoking the non-filters. He's serious.
You guys should smoke more. Not enough kids smoking these days. So f***ing cool.
It really is. Pamela Anderson's fed up with dating greasy rock stars.
Wait, who?
What? Come on. All right, I'll take a moment.
Pam Anderson?
Yeah, Pam Anderson. She is now only dating guys who are extremely wealthy and refined. Apparently, she is now dating a guy from the United Arab Emirates. I can never say this goddamn country. United Arab Emirates. Who is a member of the royal family.
DJ Omar Khan.
Yes, it's DJ Omar Khan. Sources say the mystery man is very handsome, very rich,
sure,
very refined,
mm-hmm.
and her nickname for him is Milk.
Milk?
Milk.
Why?
Seems
icky.
Does
it have something
paging
to do?
Paging Gene Simmons. Paging Gene Simmons. Gene Simmons to a courtesy phone, please. Gene Simmons to a courtesy phone, please.
There's Lika Simmons right there.
That's a little too easy right there.
Boobies! Mike's standing over there with his thumb up his butt.
No, but Kevin's right. I mean, where do I go
she
with
calls
that?
Calls him Milk.
Yeah.
It's too obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Mike. Like, Mike never passes up an obvious one. Yeah. And Lisa Marie Presley, the daughter of legendary rock star Elvis Presley, is pregnant with fraternal twin babies, and she has already picked out their names.
Okay.
One source close to Lisa Marie says that the boy will be named Jesse after the dead twin brother of Elvis, who was stillborn.
Good times.
They used to talk to, you said?
Yeah, they used to talk to his fantasy friend. And the girl will be named Gladys after Elvis's dead mother, who he had a huge crush on.
Right.
Good job. He's nice work, Lisa Marie. Creepy on every level.
Well, they are family names, though. I mean,
Gladys,
a lot of people do that.
Beyond that, it's an awful name.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, lame.
It's kind of creepy, though.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Joe Jonas of the Jonas Brothers. He is 19 years old today. Woo!
He's the
Jonas
cutest.
Brothers. He's the
dreamy one.
Is he the one with the giant eyebrows?
I don't know. No,
I don't
know. One of them is full-blown Ramashimarian.
I would not recognize any of them. I have no idea which one is which.
Natasha Henstridge.
Oh.
Yeah.
From the whole nine yards and Species. She is 34 years old today. Ben Affleck is 36 years old today. Anthony Anderson from Barbershop and other feature films. And TV series K-ville. Remember K-ville?
K-ville.
Briefly, yeah.
That was horrible. He's 38. And Deborah Messing from Will and Grace is 40. You know what? She's kind of going away. No.
No.
I don't think so.
That fell out the window.
I didn't hit it. I asked first. I always thought she was pretty cute.
The answer is no.
No. You know what's kind of nice? She's kind of disappearing since that show went off the air.
Yeah.
She has a lot. Yeah.
Does she have a new series on?
I don't believe
she does.
Oh, I thought she did.
Oh, I forgot to give away my tickets.
Oh, you got rocker tickets?
I have rocker tickets.
All right,
just do it.
Just go crazy.
Just rock it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go nuts.
Boom. First person gets through right now. 1-800-520-1067. First person.
Dude.
Gets a pair of tickets to the advanced K-Rock screening of The Rocker, a movie that I saw and loved this week starring Rainn Wilson from The Office. First person. Just do it. Just get it.
Bomb.
Just win. Just win,
That'd
people.
Be sweet.
One world, one dream. Just like the Olympics. Just win that gold. Just go for it. Because it means everything to everyone all the time. Just win. I'm Ralph Garman. I welcome Showbiz Beat.
I'm very disappointed you haven't gone to see Tropic Thunder yet, Kevin. This is the movie you've been looking forward to more than anything all year.
I'm going, dude. I didn't have time yesterday. I got all that stuff to do.
You know?
Are you going to go with some retards?
How?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dare you?
I forgot. Word.
I forgot about the controversy.
You bastard.
Representatives of Special Olympics, American Association of People with Disabilities, and others have been protesting the film because of the use of what they're calling the R word. Here's a little more on that.
Everybody knows you never go full retard.
Disability advocates say the film's liberal use of the R word is offensive. Ben Stiller and Robert Downey Jr. play actors discussing how to win an Oscar playing a disabled character.
Dustin Hoffman, Rayman, look retarded, act retarded, not retarded. Count two picks to your cards. Autistic. Sure. Not retarded. Ain't got Tom Hanks. Forrest Gump. Slow, yes, retarded, maybe. Braces on his legs. But he chomped the pants off next to him. And if won a ping pong competition, that ain't retarded. You went full retard, man.
Never go full retard.
We feel it is unnecessarily humiliating and degrading to people with intellectual disabilities. We feel that they're treated with a total disrespect in the film. 17 times in this film the R-word is used. Once the N-word.
People are selling T-shirts on the internet right now that say, don't go full retard.
Okay. It sounds to me like what they need to do is put more N-words in the movie. I mean, that sounds like the
quality.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned. So we thought we'd ask producer Alex to line somebody up that we could talk to about the controversy. And then we got a better idea from a K-Rock listener.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, this is Matt calling in for an instant request. Now, all this brouhaha about the Tropic Thunder bin with all the retards has got me thinking. What would America's favorite retard say about Tropic Thunder? Gotta get Eli Manning on the horn, kids. Gotta find out what he thinks. He's retard strong. Got her paid.
That's a really good idea because let's face it, Eli has got to have something to say about this.
Super
right?
Bowl winner, high profile, mouth breather. I think there's still
king
a picture,
of the retards.
I think there's still a picture up at krock.com. He does not look, well, you know. It's time for Kevin to be in his request.
Listen up, everyone.
You instant.
Make a request.
Instant request.
Instant request.
Eli Manning?
Hi!
How are you today?
I'm Eli!
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
It's almost time for football.
It is time for football, actually.
Then I go at it, I throw it.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Touchdown!
Well, not yet, but yeah, we're hoping soon, right?
9 points, touchdown!
I don't think it's nine, I think it's only six, Eli.
You get six and then an extra point, that's seven. You can get eight if you go for an extra point. You still with us?
I wear 10!
You do wear number 10. That is, yeah.
Listen,
Eli, we're excited about the football season. I'm sure we'll be talking to you once it begins for real in a few weeks. But today we wanted to have you on because a listener thought you might have some insight into this controversy. Maybe you're the bridge to bring the sides together into this controversy about the disability activists who are protesting the new film Tropic Thunder. What are your thoughts?
What? What?
What's going on?
Don't say that name.
Tropic Thunder?
It makes me angry.
Thunder? Oh, you're angry about it.
That is bad.
It's bad.
That movie is bad.
So you're offended by Tropic Thunder, the new Ben Stiller movie.
Yes, they use the R word.
And what is that word?
I don't know. But I heard it's bad.
Yeah.
They ban the movie, ban the word.
Yeah, I don't think that
ban
we...
Ban the movie, ban the word.
I think they're... Have you seen the movie?
No, I'm too retarded to go see it. My dad said I wouldn't understand it.
I see, yeah.
Well, it is an R movie. It's not for little kids. It's not for everybody.
Now, why is there a black guy in it who's a white guy?
Well, that's what everybody thought the conversation was going
to
be.
No white guy wants to be black. That doesn't make no sense.
Well, I can't speak to that at all. But you are offended as a mouth breather, as a window licker, you are offended by the liberal use of the R word in this new movie.
Yes, I don't like when liberals use it. I don't like when conservatives use it.
Wow.
I don't mean like any R words.
Now, what's the R word?
I don't know.
Yeah. But you're offended.
Something with an R.
Right.
I don't like any word with R.
You don't?
No. I don't like random.
You don't like that word?
I don't like road.
Okay, so you should just ban the letter?
No R word.
Okay.
And the movie, wait. And the movie should have a boycott.
What's a boycott?
That's where boys sleep.
Nope.
And get a girl cot for the girls to sleep so there's no sex. Keep them separate.
Okay.
So they don't put the penis in the thing.
All right, I think
we know. We know how that works,
that's
right?
That's how babies are made.
We're familiar with that. All right, Eli, well, good. Well, we wanted to get your take on it, and we appreciate you talking to us today.
Ban the movie! No words with R in them!
Yeah, I don't think that's exactly it, but thank you for your time today.
No R in Peyton.
That's true.
No R in Eli.
That's true, too.
That is true.
But there's an R in Archie.
Uh-oh. That sounds like trouble.
That's your dad's name.
Oh, he makes me retard angry and
strong.
Oh,
no.
What?
You guys want the Weezer? We got the Weezer talking about the latest breakfast show here with Kevin and Bean. It's Wake Up with Weezer, and it's happening at a super secret location at a super secret time at a super secret day next week. We will give you tickets for that, and you'll see him at the Forum on October the 14th with Angels and Airwaves. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10. Tickets to both on the way this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
So you know the Olympics are trying to reach people that generally don't watch, and the way to do that is with the personal story.
I love the personal story.
You got to get people interested in the personal stories, the behind-the-scenes stuff, get to know these people, then you'll root for them, that whole thing.
Right.
Well, it is kind – I mean, you do feel like you have more at stake if you know something beyond what the person looks like in their competition. At least you know where they come from and what they struggled and what they gave up to get to where they are.
And I think it works well most of the time. Sometime, though, you can tell that there's just time to fill, that they are doing 3,600 hours. And not all of those stories are going to be A-level stories. You know, they're not all going to be the heartwarming, teardrop inducing. They're just, some of them are just going to be filler.
Yeah.
And a lot of filler. And that's what happened when Bob Costas was talking about beach volleyball and Misty May Trainer and Kelly Walsh, who are, I don't know, they haven't been beat in like 150 games. I mean, they're amazing. They're gold medalists and everything else. So.
Yeah.
So here's Bob talking about a very, very important story.
In beach volleyball, Misty May Trainer and Kelly Walsh recorded an easy opening match win 2 days ago. But in that victory, Walsh nearly lost something, her wedding ring.
Okay, so she almost lost her wedding ring.
Okay.
Then he moves on and talks about something else.
Sure.
No. No, he doesn't. They go to a pre-taped piece, where Bob Costas now goes in depth on the wedding ring story, with the very, very precious use of the police sending out an SOS music in the background. Because it's a very, she's very distraught. So she's sending out an SOS. Here's the piece.
Sunday morning, in a match against Japan, Kerry Walsh loses the ring as she makes a block.
Looks like the block knocked it off her hand.
Yeah, they go to the replay
right
of the event. So then the announcer says, looks like it knocked it off her hand.
To use a little yellow circle. Here's where the ring was.
Yeah, you're making fun, aren't you?
And it's not there.
You're making fun, aren't you?
I am.
Walsh naturally distressed.
Okay, so that's the end of the story. I mean, right? I mean, she was upset. They found it.
She lost her ring.
Now she's playing.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Fortunately, the slow motion isolated replay indicates the trajectory of the ring.
Now that's where they have the circle following the ring. Yes, they did.
Yeah.
They
didn't, though.
Yes, they did.
As it flew off Walsh's finger. Then after the match.
Ooh, let's play some more sending out an SOS because she's scared that she lost her ring. Then after the match,
an intense search begins. Metal detectors at the ready. A large team of volunteers and venue personnel sift through the 17,000 tons of sand.
Oh, now they changed music. They're done with SOS because the ring got found.
Mm-hmm. What do we have now?
I don't know. Some song I've never heard of, probably from the 50s, talking about a ring.
Okay.
And there it is. Found by volunteer Song Jendong.
With this ring, I promise.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so the dude finds it.
I think that's your Gary Lewis and the Playboys were enjoying right there, Kevin.
Oh, is that what that was? Okay.
Song Don John born? What does she do? What's her story?
Isn't that crazy?
How did she get that gig at the Olympics?
And how do they keep calling them volunteers? But that's for another time.
She get paid by the hour, or does she just get one check for the whole 2 weeks of the Olympics?
Just not kill her family.
So that, who they have knives to their throat. Okay, so that's the end of the tape piece, right?
Well, clearly, if they've already showed you how she lost the ring, and then the person who found the ring, it's got to be done.
Over. So they send it out to the volleyball venue.
Back at Chow Yong Park, Man Walsh leading 8-3. You may have heard that Kerry Walsh lost her ring a couple of days ago. Well, they found it. She's got tape on it.
Okay, so now that's a little bit later in the coverage.
All right, so now she's got tape on
it.
It won't fly off again.
Right, so that's it, right?
It has to be. There's nothing left.
She lost it, now they found it. What a great story.
And for more on it, let's go to heaven.
Okay, so so now they found it and she has it, and now they're going to toss it down to a sideline reporter to give us an update on the ring that was lost and is now found.
Hold on a minute. This isn't the magic bullet that killed President Kennedy.
Yes,
okay?
It is.
This is a woman who lost her ring in the sand, right?
This is a network that has to fill 3,600 hours. So they try to take whatever they can and make it big. So now we go down to Heather, and she's going to give us some update.
Chris, the big question is, why was this gold band so important to her? As you guys mentioned, she married pro beach volleyball player Casey Jennings in 2005.
Okay, so she got married to a beach volleyball player in 2005. He gave her the ring.
know what a wedding ring is. You don't really have to explain why her wedding ring is important to her.
No, hers is more important because she married a volleyball player.
Now, then they went on.
That's different.
Then they went on to talk about how he had it inscribed with her nickname, Sunshine, or whatever
it is. 6 feet of sunshine.
Yeah, and they just go on and on and on.
Oh, my God.
It's just so cool. So then she's done. So they toss it back, and now we go back to the Volvo, and we don't have to hear it anymore.
So Walsh with the tape, it's flesh-colored on her left ring finger.
Okay, so what color is the tape?
It's on her left ring finger.
It's on her left ring finger.
Oh, that ring finger.
The traditional place where people wear their wedding rings.
Done?
How could it not
Certainly.
Be?
Close-up of the tape on the wedding ring finger.
There it is. And shouldn't affect it too much.
Shouldn't affect it too much. That's the end of the story. Shouldn't affect it too much. So no effect. So all of those reports. Wedding ring. Gone. Found.
That's awesome.
Fine. No problem.
Dull. My God, it's dull.
Yeah.
It's so desperately dull and tedious and stuffy and boring and desperately dull.
Not everything is a good behind-the-scenes story. You know what I mean?
I do.
You got to be choosy. You got to pick the interesting ones.
That's right.
You can't just go with anything and then waste time forever on it.
How did they not interview the ring?
Good question.
we would have talked to the ring.
That's the first thing we would have done. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 642.
Founder and CEO next hour, by the way, of onlinebootycall.com. I haven't checked that one yet, but it sounds like something that could be useful.
Oh, you haven't checked.
Oh, God.
Put the camera down, Lightning. Put it down.
Plus, does Michael Jackson have a new reality TV show? Friday means the Movie Beat and more tickets for our Breakfast with Weezer. What's former producer Lightning now, KROQ.com, contact director Lightning Gray?
He does all the video for KROQ.com. By the way, there's a new one up with the Armenian comedian in his photo shoot. You need to check out. But Lightning might be going a little crazy. He has thrown himself into this wholeheartedly. Yesterday, while we had the Airborne Tuskic event, and they were performing in the other studio, Lightning was hanging from the ceiling and crawling between guys' legs.
Lightning.
And he had the drummer use him as a drumstick for a while, just so he could get great views so he could edit them all together.
That's why he's Lightning Scorsese, though, because he is very good. His videos are always interesting to look at, as long as you don't vomit from how much the camera moves.
That's correct. Yes. He cannot hold a camera still.
That's because K-Rock can't afford to get a real camera system. So we're in here. We don't have any tripods. We can't mount them from the ceilings like other radio stations do.
We got nothing.
It's cheese.
But a couple of days ago, we came into the studio, and there's a gigantic sign. And you can see a picture of it at K-Rock, Kevin Amin. KROQ.com. It says notice in giant white letters. Now, you have to understand that we really, we love getting the A-level guests, but there's always a bit of a problem with A-level guests because they're not necessarily up for videotaping a radio appearance.
No,
you know what I mean?
They're not dressed for it.
Right.
The nice thing about coming to a radio station is you can just get up, brush your teeth, and go.
Right.
No hair and makeup.
Yeah.
So when they come in, if we want to shoot video, we usually say, hey, you know, we're going to shoot video. If that's not cool with you, we're perfectly fine with that.
Yes.
They say, no, we don't.
Right. Of course.
Notice, giant black piece of paper with a giant white letters. Notice, by being in this studio, so by walking into our studio,
by
doing
virtue
an interview,
of coming in here,
you consent to being photographed, audio recorded, and or video recorded, and you release CBS Radio Inc., its affiliates, entities, and their officers and employees, and each and all persons involved from any liability connected with the taking, recording, digitizing, or publication of the interviews, performances, photographs, computer images, sound, and or video recordings.
What?
Well, there's no doubt Lightning didn't write that.
No. This is a lawyer thing, I'm sure.
Yeah.
CBS Radio Incorporated, its affiliate entities, and their licensees may make unlimited use of all or any portion of such photographs and recordings worldwide in any medium, in any manner, for any purpose. Without compensation to you, you are also waiving any right of privacy or publicity that you may have.
So, in other words, if we wanted to videotape, let's just say, to give a recent example, Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly, who came in together to promote Step Brothers. Let's say we wanted to videotape that and then sell it with their pictures on the cover. We could do it without their consent.
Absolutely.
They wouldn't get a dime for it. We could sell the interview of those guys in our studio, and they'd have no say.
light.
Well, nobody's going to agree to that.
Well, I'm not responsible for this sign.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you are.
No. Now, wait.
Here's what we heard. You wanted to put it in the on the outside of the lobby, so everybody entering the building waved all their rights.
No. Here's what happened. We've been for even well before I left this department and started this new thing. I said, hey, we should get a camera system in here so I don't look like I can't see retard anymore. What do we say now? After
window liquor.
Okay, window liquor. Yeah. So I wanted to get a camera system in here. So I'm still working on that. So about a couple weeks ago, I brought that up and said, hey, are we still working on getting a camera system in there so I don't have to walk around with this big camera?
Did anybody
you mean in here?
In this studio. Yeah. Yes, and in Studio R right next door, so I wouldn't have to do the thing with Airborne like I did yesterday.
Right.
So Scott Mason said, all right, well, let's work on the camera thing. We can get a budget for that. It's going to take a couple months. In the meantime,
we need
to let everybody know that we're going to be videotaping. So I got to put a sign up. So then he reached out to the attorneys.
This is what we got. This is what happens in our corporate world, which we hate, is that when it's a big company, they have to run everything by the lawyers. And the lawyers are crazy.
Yeah.
And they don't have any idea what comedy is, and they don't have any idea that people walking into our studio to do interviews aren't going to waive every right they used to have, but guaranteed by the Constitution.
They're going to stop at the door, they're going to read the sign, and they're going to leave.
Who would come in under those circumstances?
I'm not coming in under those circumstances.
We can use it in any way we want. You waive all rights to privacy, which means, by the way, if they come in here, then we can follow them home as well.
Fantastic.
Lightning, are you videotaping each person who's listening to K-Rock right now? Have you figured out a way to do that?
No, but I am working on bugging your homes. Yeah.
Here's the final sentence. You are also waiving any right of privacy or publicity that you may have. kind whatsoever.
Nobody has this deal.
No one.
I don't care who the company is. This deal is not, that doesn't happen.
Mike said it right. Sig Heil.
That's what he said.
No kidding.
Look, I understand why they put this sign up at the Gibson Amphitheater, for instance, if you go to a concert, because maybe the band is going to videotape the concert, but, and they want to put it out on a DVD, and they don't want to have to get written permission from every audience member. Right. I understand why they do something like that. Or if you go down to Universal City Walk to take it around the block, and they're filming a TV show, and you're in the background walking by, they don't want you to screw up their production by claiming you didn't consent to be videoed. I understand those kinds of signs and situations where programs are being made, but not just for people coming in to do a radio interview. That's not why they're here. They have an expectation of privacy.
Yeah. No, I agree.
By the way, put those signs up, they don't say CBS Radio, its affiliates, entities, and their licensees may make unlimited use of all or any portion of such photographs and recordings worldwide in any medium in any matter for any reason.
Put them in a porn.
Oh, are you kidding me?
God.
We can't keep this. This can't stand.
No.
Lightning. We can't keep this sign up.
Whatever you guys want to do with it.
I mean, we're going to throw it in the trash. Is what we're going to do with it because it's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, look, you guys said we asked John C. Reilly, you know, if we could come in here with video cameras, and they said,
they'd rather not. They kind of threw together stuff, and we were fine with that.
And you didn't see me in here with cameras, you know?
I was the guy. If this sign was on the door, you would come in and say, F you, John C. Reilly.
You walked in the studio. You have agreed to this.
You have no rights of privacy.
The only place I care about cameras in this building is at Janelle's desk.
Well, that's important. Put this over Janelle's desk.
Okay.
Put this right in front of her desk.
Right.
Okay?
Let me tell you something about our boy Lightning.
God, this is so sad. This is the smallest amount of power I've ever seen go to someone's head.
It's not me, dude. It's not me.
Take the sign. Put it by Janelle's desk and stop this.
Okay.
People are not going to waive every right that they've had for 200 years because they come in here to do a stupid interview on our stupid show that can't be heard in most of Los Angeles.
This is insane. I can't get any blank tapes, and look at this sign. It's supposed to cost a couple $100.
It took me about 5 minutes to pry it off the door.
This is ridiculous.
Well, it'll be well worth it if you put it over Janelle's desk.
Put it over Janelle's desk.
Yeah, that's hot.
That's the only place it ought to be. That's a good idea.
Okay. All right.
We're going to talk to an Orange County Register reporter, by the way, live in Beijing, coming up after the news at 7. Find out what that's like to be an American in China this week. So,
asshole.
Well, no, I think he's okay.
Oh, okay.
The guy's cool. Anyway, we'll be talking to him coming up. Plus, we got Weezer tickets for you and the movie beat and so much more. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz stories you want to hear about on a Friday morning. What's happening, Ralph?
Struck me as I was listening to you guys talk about the Olympics, why I'm not a big Olympics fan. We talked about it earlier today, and I was trying to crystallize my thoughts better. And I realized I don't want to hear anything about the Olympics unless it's from somebody who last year came in to work and said, oh, I was up all night last night watching the trampoline competition. Oh, I can't stop watching it. Oh, did you see the gymnastics on Wednesday? Oh, that was so wonderful. The people last year and the people next year who are going to be talking about those events,
right?
They can talk about the Olympics.
But no one else?
No one else can talk about the Olympics.
What about that, man?
Filled with sports no one gives a rat's ass about until every 4 years they wrap the flag around it and say, now you care.
They have kayaking.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
They have badminton.
See, it's just bad. That's the problem. It's just bad.
They have fencing. They have team handball.
Team handball. I rented that the other way.
Oh, it's very entertaining.
All right, before I get to the showbiz news, I've got tickets to give away to the very special K-Rock advanced screening of a movie called The Rocker, starring Rainn Wilson of The Office. I got a chance to see The Rocker earlier this week, and I'm telling you, you will love it. You will go, you will laugh, you will enjoy yourself. It's a well-rounded, well-crafted, heartfelt comedy with a lot going for it. And you will leave the theater saying, damn, that was one of the most fun movies I've seen this year.
Wow. Fantastic.
It opens on the 20th of August, which is next Wednesday, but you get to see it before it even opens. That's how we roll here at K-Rock. I want to give it to some fans, some people, some Rainn Wilson fans, so I'm going to ask you a little office trivia question. If you come up with the correct answer at 1-800-520-1067, you will get a pair of tickets to the K-Rock Advanced Screening. I'll give away two pairs, so the first two callers
will
get through with the right answer. Dunder Mifflin, the paper company, where Dwight Schrute works there in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
True.
What is the address in Scranton, Pennsylvania of Dunder Mifflin, and what is the significance of that address? Please call now, 1-800-520-1067. What is the street that Dunder Mifflin is on, and why did they call it that?
I don't even know what that means.
I think you'll be interested by the answer.
I am curious.
Country music blows.
Wrong.
And to prove it, Alan Jackson has just celebrated his 50 millionth album.
Doesn't blow for him.
He is a giant.
To celebrate, he had a big party in Nashville last Wednesday, where guests dined on grits and bologna sandwiches.
No way.
They know how to party.
They sure do. Those country Fs.
Ralph's not a big fan of the country music or the country artists.
You see, the bologna sandwiches, Kevin, were a nod to the song on his latest album called I Still Like Bologna.
He didn't. Screw you.
He did not do a song called.
You son of a bitch.
He did not do I Still Like Bologna.
If anyone wrote a song called I Still Like Bologna,
there's no way.
They would be laughed out of any decent musical arena in the United States of America. That
his
didn't
new
happen.
Hit,
I Still Like Bologna.
Not possible.
Die.
It's not possible.
He is a tremendous singer, songwriter, entertainer. Alan Jackson really is cream of the crop, Ralph. I mean, this is a novelty song. This is a silly novelty song, but the dude has done some real country music standards.
You know that we're talking about Bean's a guy who wrote a song called I Still Like Bologna.
Yeah, I know. It's
Being
kind
the
of
first
a
guy to slam Paul McCartney into the ground head first when he comes up with a song like Freedom or something, which is a horrible song, but at least it's about people being free.
Sure.
The topic of the song at least has some value to it, as opposed to I Still Like Bologna.
Not interesting.
Oh, he's a classic. He's done so many wonderful things. Oh, wow, I love Alan Jackson. Oh, I wish I would just take a big dump in his 10-gallon hat and put it on my head.
This is a silly kind of a novelty fun song, but he's done a lot of tremendous efforts.
Will you shut up?
Okay. Anthony Kiedis is a huge fan of one particular artist.
Alan Jackson?
No one knew how much of a fan he was until he was backstage at this singer's concert in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Does he like bologna too?
He doesn't like bologna, but he loves Bob Dylan.
Yeah, well, sure. Yeah. Well, I think all artists do.
Anthony Kiedis and Bob Dylan. That
all right?
Is
it's the request.
Oh,
it's the request.
All right. I have an is request where I would like Bob and Anthony to be working on an album together.
Anthony, what do you like the best about Bob Dylan?
Wackadang, smackadoodle, stick dack to Wackadang, California.
Yeah. And Bob, do you feel the same way?
Yes, as the cosmos took a wackadang to dang, ooh, 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 bak doom.
Yeah.
Skip down to bangadang.
That's the conversation backstage
That's
at the
best
Dylan
conversation
concert.
I've ever heard.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me at all.
We have a winner, Ralph, for your quiz, if you
wow,
like.
Wow, that was a tough question. We've already got a winner?
Got two.
That's not.
Right. We have two. That's not.
Best. Not
Sean in Orange, good morning.
How's it going?
Good.
Hello, Sean. What is the address of Dunder Mifflin and why?
It is 1725 Slough Avenue, mm-hmm. and that's named after the city Slough, which is near London in Britain, where the original office is set.
Oh. As a nod to the British version of the office, they've named the address Slough because that's the city that the British office took place
in. I feel like we should not be giving that person anything for that knowledge.
I think it's an excellent
that's too,
I think it's excellent question.
That's
Sean,
a little too much.
Sean is the Olympian of this morning.
Sean scares me.
Congratulations, you're going to see the Rocker.
Thanks, guys.
Hold on, who else?
Jose in Los Angeles also knew that.
Oh, Jose. I love his work.
He does good work.
By the way, when I was at the Tropic Thunder yesterday, I saw some previews for some upcoming fall movies, and Ricky Gervais has a big screen movie coming out later this year.
Can't wait.
Which I had not heard anything about until I saw the trailer yesterday. It looks like it might be very funny.
Created The Office in Britain.
Yes.
That's right.
And
he's
Extras.
Great.
Extras. Another one of my favorite shows. Jennifer Love Hewitt needs to be punched.
Why?
Here's the thing. Do you remember when they took the photos of her fat ass in the bikini?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She said, I'm not fat.
And she said, I'm not fat. I'm normal. And this is disgusting. And America is screwed up because they look at me and they say I'm fat. And photographers are horrible. And people who put these pictures in tabloids are horrible. And you people are making fun of me are all horrible.
Giant size cans.
Well, Jennifer Love Hewitt is on the cover of Us Weekly magazine this week, raving about the fact that she's dropped 20 pounds after going on a severe diet and training, exercise training regimen.
Yeah.
I'm fine the way I
am.
I'm fine. Don't. You people are disgusting the way you judge people.
Just like Tyra Banks.
Now look at me.
Exactly.
I'm 20 pounds lighter.
What Tyra did.
Now wait for it. This is my favorite part. She didn't want to change because people were talking about her.
Right, sure.
She just wanted to feel better.
Right.
Had
nothing
energy.
To do.
Yeah, it was just she just wanted to get healthier. Had nothing to do about wanting to put on a bikini and go on Us Weekly magazine cover and saying, look at me, I'm hot again.
I have one thing to say to you. Kiss my fat ass.
You can't. You just
can't.
You can't
do both.
You can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
You can't say, look, I'm
big ones.
I'm fat and there's nothing wrong with it, and you people are wrong, and then panic and lose 20 pounds and work your ass off and say, now look how great I am.
And diet like hell.
You can't. You just can't.
She has got a tremendous set of boobs.
You should just sit there, eat what you want, and listen to I Still Like Bologna.
Right.
Yeah,
song ever.
Bologna.
Best song ever.
Boobs.
I'll bring it in for you Monday.
I will kill you.
I'll bring it in Monday.
Oh, no, I'm dying to hear I Still Like
and
Bologna.
See if you like it.
Are you kidding?
This is the biggest country star ever, this guy, with I Like Bologna as his new song.
He's had like 60 number one hits, this dude.
It's not I Like Bologna, it's I Still Like Bologna.
After all these years. Today's celebrity birthdays. Deborah Messing from Will and Grace is 40 years old today. Ooh. Anthony Anderson from Barbershop is 38. Ben Affleck turns 36. Joe Jonas of the Jonas Brothers is 19 years old, and Natasha Henstridge.
Oh! Yeah.
From the whole 9 yards and Species and the whole 10 yards and
boobs.
The whole 11 yards.
Yeah.
Whole 12 yards.
Yeah, I think we get it.
A lot of yards.
Yep.
Yeah. Speaking of a lot of yards, see those Eagles beat up on the Panthers last night?
Did not know.
Oh, I love football.
Yeah, that's better than watching Michael Phelps swim. Preseason football, way better.
By the way, it is by far.
Did Phelps win a race again?
Yeah, it turns out.
He did.
Yeah.
When the Eagles win, it's something huge to celebrate.
Only happens a couple times a year, man. Right. I can appreciate it when it happens, even in the preseason. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Knowing how much you love the Olympics, Kevin, I'm a little bit surprised you didn't try to figure out a way to weasel your own way over to their Beijing there.
Oh, I would love that. That would have been great. I need
China's... one of those countries that everybody feels like they need to see at some point in their life.
Yeah,
but let's find out if it's a good idea or not on the Kevin and Bean Show as we welcome from the OC Register sports reporter Jeff Miller, OCRegister.com, of course, and he's blogging each day from Beijing. He's there covering the Olympics for the paper. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Very good, thank you.
It's great to talk to you. Now, do I understand from your column in the paper that you went over there to cover Orange County athletes primarily that are participating in the games? Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah, that's the basic idea, yeah.
Are there a lot of them?
57, to be exact.
Wow.
Yeah.
No kidding. Wow. Who's the most high-profile one that we would recognize?
Well, we claim Kobe Bryant because he lives in Newport Coast. So,
sure.
So that's certainly the most high-profile. But, yeah, there's actually 57 who have pretty strong connections to Orange County. So there's – I mean, it's bigger than a lot of the countries have. Some of these individual countries don't have that many people.
Yeah, true.
You're absolutely right. What's China like? Tell us a little bit about what it's like to be an American over there and seeing the things that you're seeing, Jeff.
Well, the first thing I would tell you is when I get home, I don't want to hear anybody complain about the smog in L.A.
Really?
We've seen a lot of reports on what the air is like there. And when they cover it on TV, it seems to look okay.
I think they must have special filters they put on their cameras at NBC. Because today actually was beautiful. It's totally clear today. But today was the first day it was like that. The first, I'm not kidding you, the first 4 days I was here, I never saw the sky. You never could see blue sky. It's really, they don't have, as far as they're concerned, smog. They call it haze. Yeah. But it's smog.
We do that sometimes, too.
No, no, listen, if the government says it's haze, dude.
That's right. Exactly.
You don't have any choice. Now, but it was much worse than that before. They closed hundreds of factories, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the thing that's scary. And even now, the cars, like half the cars can't go on the road. Like they've got this, I don't know how they've done it, but I mean, they've got this alternating thing. And so, like, there's no traffic hardly at all, which is incredible in a city this big, but it's because of the way they've done it. But you're right, they closed these factories and stuff, and they did all this stuff to clean it up. And then the first week, it was unbelievably bad. Like I said, today it was nice, but I've never seen anything like it. I mean, it makes L.A. look like, Colorado Springs. It's unbelievable.
How are those people supposed to work all day and all week for like $2 when they close the factories? That's BS, you know? Where's that income stream going to come from?
It's a good question.
Jeff, what kind of reaction do you get as an American there when you're out, away from the Olympic venues and just out in various places around Beijing?
I would say a lot of curiosity. A lot of the people here seem very curious. They want to, a lot of people, I've discovered, just kind of stare at you. They just kind of look, like, I'm a runner, so I'll go out and run in the morning, and people literally will stop and just stare at me as I run by. Like,
you're just trying to convince people you're an athlete in the games.
That's probably it.
Come on.
I hope for their sake they're not looking at me going, and I wonder what, is he a marathoner? Because if I am, I must be a marathoner from like a one-person nation. There's no way. But it's mostly a curiosity. I mean, I met some people the other night I was out. I met these four people who live. A couple of them were from Singapore, a couple from here. They're all friends here now. And they were just peppering me with questions and just about what it's like, what's Southern California like. Everyone, all you got to do is tell people you're from California and they just light up. I mean, they love it. They want to hear it. They want to know what it's about. They want to know about Schwarzenegger. They want to know how many movie stars you see every day you walk around. I think there's just a real curiosity that a lot of these people have because they, let's face it, I mean, they've never been anywhere else. I mean, this is all they know. So I think a lot of it is just a pure curiosity.
It makes so much sense that California would be the part of the world that they would know the most about outside of China just because of the influence of entertainment. Sure, that makes a lot of sense. Do you get the impression that the Chinese people are a pretty happy people, or does it seem like what so many of us have in our mind is just a downbeat, communist type society where people are just always looking over their shoulder, afraid that the government's going to come after them?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I thought that sort of it would be a very somber, very sober place, and it's funny. And people seem, I mean, certainly the people who have volunteered, and there's just thousands of them who have volunteered for the Olympics, are unbelievably kind. They smile. They say hi to you every single time you walk. I mean, when they walk by you, you feel compelled to look at them and say hi because they're going to say hi to you.
Right.
So, but these are the people who, they've been programmed to do this. They've been trained. I mean, they volunteered.
Is that because they're happy or because the government has their family under gun?
it's really hard to tell. And like you go out, but when you leave, you get outside of the Olympic bubble and you're out like in the streets, people, I don't know. I mean, people don't seem to be, down and just sort of, slugging their way through life and as if they're under, under someone's thumb. But it's also not, I mean, it's not a real joyous society either, but it's very, I guess it's not as gray and as just, I guess,
gloomy.
Gloomy, communist heavy as I thought it would be. But I don't, who knows? I mean, it's one of these things where once the world leaves, the next week maybe it goes back to being more of that way. But I mean, the people I've encountered, you know, they seem to be content, and I guess maybe it's just a case where it's the life they know, so that they try to make the best they can out of it.
We're talking to Jeff Miller, OC Register reporter, who is in Beijing, and I just wanted to ask, is that the Chinese military goose-stepping behind you? Is that what that noise was?
It's actually a group of Swiss fans. I don't know where they're coming back from, but they seem to have had a good time. And I don't know if their athletes did anything, but they're all dressed up in the red and white.
Yell out, F the Swiss! Do it! Come on!
Now, look at now. You're trying to. We're just talking about how everybody's happy and everything.
Yeah, I know. Stir things up, dude.
I don't think Switzerland is the country to stir things up with, though, Kevin. I think we let them go. Hey, let me ask you this, Jeff, because we heard so much going into these games about how the government was going to kind of try to clamp down on information that they didn't want their people to see. Has there been any coverage over there of the stories we've been getting here about the controversial aspects of the games, about the lip-syncing little girl in the opening ceremony, about the faked fireworks on the telecast? Does that stuff even get covered there, or does that not put a good face on China so they don't broadcast that?
The lip-syncing little girl has gotten zero coverage from the people here.
Yeah.
It's funny, when that sitting there watching it that night, it looks so fake. You know, you're sitting there going, she's not singing that. It looks so fake. So I'm not surprised any of that came out. But no, that has gotten that kind of stuff gets no coverage here at all. And
those of you that didn't hear that story, a 7-year-old won a contest to sing the song, and then she made it all the way to dress rehearsal, and then somebody in the government said, you know what? Buck teeth, get someone else.
Not cute enough.
So the girl's voice was heard, but then they brought in like a little model girl who was on commercials or something to lip sync it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I heard that. But yeah, no, it's that's not the kind of thing the Chinese are reporting. No,
Jeff,
it's
interesting.
Jeff, we're running short on time. We'd like to talk to you again next week if that's cool. How long are you going to be there?
I'm here through the end, and then I'm staying for a couple days after to see if I can get thrown in jail.
Fantastic. to report back on the jails there. What is your biggest? What was your biggest surprise from what you expected to what you found?
I would say probably the biggest thing is just I would go back to the people who have volunteered. It's incredible how, like, these people, as I told someone the other day, it's like if they tried to be any more helpful, they wouldn't be helpful at all, if you know what I mean.
It'd be annoying.
They just go so out of their way. Yeah. And it really, to these guys, I mean, the great thing about the Olympics is it really does seem to matter to them, and they want you to enjoy it, and they want you to leave with a good impression. And again, maybe that's the, you know, that's the influence of the government. I don't know. But, I mean, I thought it would be more of like what we talked about, more of a real down
right.
place. And it hasn't been like that. So that's probably the biggest thing.
We have many, many more questions. We are fascinated with an American's perspective of what China's like, because it's a place most of us have never been lucky enough to go. But we're definitely going to want to talk to you again next week. And we're going to advise everybody to check out the OC Register, either in print or on the website at ocregister.com. Look for Jeff Miller's columns live from Beijing. Jeff, thanks for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
No problem. Look forward to talking again.
Hey, stay out of jail till we talk to you again.
We'll try.
Okay, it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:33.
More tickets to join us to Wake Up with Weezer, Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with Weezer. We got those for you next hour, plus the movie beat and so much more. You know the old expression, Kevin, if something sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Right.
Is that the case with onlinebootycall.com?
Because
it can't be this simple.
No, this delivers.
Really? Because I've been trying everything, and I can't get any online booty. But this guy says it can happen with just a few clicks of the mouse. What's that about?
We have Moses Brown on the phone, founder and CEO of OnlineBootyCall.com. Good morning, Moses.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
Thanks for joining us. We're always excited to find sites that may give our listeners free sex. I mean, that's really what we're here. We really are just pimping them out here in the morning. Oh, wow. It sounds too good to be true. Tell people what OnlineBootyCall.com is all about.
Well, onlinebootycall.com is really all about casual dating. So it's no expectations. It's just really establishing, like, a friendship first and then hopefully benefits later.
Yeah. Okay. Let's be honest. The friendship part's going to be really short.
The friendship is opening the door to get into her apartment. That's how friendly you're going to be.
make her feel comfortable enough to let you in the door, basically.
Sure. Yeah. So how is it different from, say, a dating site then? If you're talking about friendship that might develop into more, aren't you also now talking about Match.com and everybody else that's out there?
Well, I think the main difference is really just the name. And I think the name makes people, when they sign up, it makes people understand that, you know, this is a casual environment. It's not like, hey, meet somebody special in 6 months.
right,
or your money back. You know, we're not guaranteeing that you'll meet someone special, but you'll probably meet somebody that you can hook up with.
I like booty call commandments. I like the 10 commandments that you have on the site.
What are they?
Number one, thou shalt get out before the sun rises.
Which is the most important. That's the most important one, yeah.
Number two, thou shouldest never ask, can we see each other again from now on? Number three, thou shalt refrain from referring to our activity as, quote, lovemaking.
Okay.
So it's not really about relationships as much as it's about a hookup, which is fine.
Well, booty calls are a type of relationship, but they're just more casual.
They're shorter.
Right. Number five is thou shalt kiss anything except my mouth.
Okay, now we're into prostitute territory.
Number seven is especially funny to me. If somebody else cometh over while thou art here, thou art my cousin from out of town.
Moses, like most relationship and dating sites, it seems to be 95% dudes and then 5 chicks. Is that the case with Online Booty Call as well, or are you getting pretty good reaction from the females?
No, actually, we have about 65-35, so it's like 65% guys and 35% female, which is pretty good considering the
It is pretty good, yeah.
And the casual attitude we take toward dating, so I'm pretty happy with that.
I wonder about especially women on a site like this, because a woman who has any kind of attractiveness at all doesn't need to fill out a profile and post a picture on a website if she's just looking to get freaky and meet dudes. I mean, she can do that anywhere, anytime, walking down the street. I don't know why she would need something like this.
If you go to a bar, you have no idea what you're going to have to choose from in any given night. At least here, I assume there's pictures and stuff so you can really peruse and pick the cream of the crop.
Yeah, you answered my question for me. And actually, we require every single member to post a picture, so it's not like you're guessing. Because
can't fake those,
yeah,
so that's good.
We encourage members to upload more than one picture so that the other members get an idea of, like, you know, is this person real or not? But, I think, you know, we're the only site that requires members to upload pictures because people are making decisions based on looks. And their parents, obviously.
Is there a cost involved?
There is a cost, but we give an opportunity for all members to get a free upgrade if they want just by referring their friends. So it's a pretty cool system. I think it's
How much is it?
If you decide to pay, it's like $20 a month. Pretty cheap.
Oh, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Hey, that's cheaper than buying one woman. You know what I mean?
Do you have testimonials from happy customers?
That's about the cost of a drink, basically. unfortunately, we did have somebody write in and say they got married from somebody they met off our site. We don't like to announce that, but it does happen. So
yeah, that's like the opposite of what your site wants.
I just wanted to know if someone got laid.
You should start. Yeah, exactly. You should start trying to break them up. That's not the kind of publicity you want.
If you read my blog, you'll read a lot of people saying, "Oh, this is the best site. It made me know a lot of girls or a lot of guys, and you know, hooking up left and right." So. Yeah,
here's a couple of testimonials for you, Lisa. JJ Rico from Brooklyn, New York writes in, I had a couple of real good times with your members. Meet and greet to get it was fast and furious. One time she was on me before the door closed. That's from a guy. And then from a woman, I met this guy on your site for the last 7 weeks. It has been on. The first Friday we hooked up, we continued that Saturday, then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We skipped Wednesday, but then we picked it up again on Thursday. I haven't even been able to keep count. We've been out of town together and all kinds of stuff. I found my sexual spirit in him.
Wow.
So there are definitely some satisfied customers. We don't know how it's going to work out for you, but anytime we see a booty call, it gets our attention.
I have one last question. I'm sorry to be cynical, but is it possible that Moses, you do all of the commenting and you hit on the women and it's not really for the guys? It's just kind of a personal thing for you? Because that would be brilliant.
I did start it out that way, but, you know, I wish I could claim that I dated 2 million members, but unfortunately I don't have the time to do that.
All right.
But, it started out just as a personal way to keep, you know, people to get, keep all my contacts together in one place, but then it turned into something else, so.
I got you.
Okay. All right. Moses Brown is the founder of OnlineBootyCall.com. That is the address to check out. And if you have some success or some stories, definitely give us a call back. We want to hear how it goes for you, the fine K-Rock listeners. Moses, thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend, dude.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 747.
All those years ago, Kevin, when we started playing the Halloween Spooks song, you had no idea what it was going to spawn, did you?
I hated it with an unnatural hatred.
How could you hate this?
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
Oh, dear.
Come on.
Ghostly things are going to happen.
So we started playing that song from about, 1960 or something like that, because we thought it was funny. And then it just took off from there, and now it's become a national obsession.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it has. And Bean has had Omar
create 75 of them.
Yes.
Every time something's happening, there's got to be a new spook song.
The
best. Oh. Beijing Olympic is Beijing Olympic is Beijing. Track and field, gymnastics, swimming, things are going to happen.
Good. Excellent.
There should be more hot chicks competing. Beijing Olympic Games outside my window.
As you can see, there aren't a great deal of standards on the spooks songs. It's pretty much whatever you got, just go ahead and send it on in.
The AFRO line is 323-520-AFRO. You'll see the tie-in.
Hey, you know what August 15th is, right? It's Indian Independence Day. And you know what that means? Huh. Indian Independence Day, Indian Independence Day, Indian Independence Day. Curry things are gonna happen. Some wear turbans and some dogs. It's Indian Independence Day outside my window. Great. It's Indian Independence Day behind a tree. I wish that Gandhi can see that baby cows are a delicacy. And it's Indian Independence Day outside my window pane.
Great.
A Twizzler is not a sprinkle. A gummy bear is not a sprinkle. A Jolly Rancher is not a sprinkle. Maybe in Shangri-La, but not here, sir.
All right.
That was great.
Thanks
that
for
the
call.
That was fantastic, and he does make Omar sound good somehow.
Yeah. And then he realized a little something and called back.
Dude, you're never going to believe this, but August 15th is also Korea's Independence Day.
What?
And you know what that means. Korean Independence Day, Korean Independence Day, Korean Independence Day.
All right.
Dog things are going to happen. Why are you so good at math? It's Korean Independence Day outside my window. Right. It's Korean Independence Day behind the tree. I wish these people would see that nothing's stinkier than a bowl of kimchi. And it's Korean Independence Day outside my window.
Thanks for calling.
안녕하세요. 불고기 주세요. Thank you. Come again.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Come on.
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa. 7:53 now. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
I've got tickets to give away to the special K-Rock screening of The Rocker. The movie opens on Wednesday the 20th, but you get to see it beforehand if you're one of the lucky callers who gets through right now. 1-800-520... What's the number again?
520-1067.
No one knows the number.
1-800-520.
That's right.
520-1067. 1067.
We say it so often. You said it right. We say it so often that we sometimes...
Sometimes it just sounds numb.
Yeah.
You start to think about it midway through and
you're like, that can't be right. Anyway, if you have the number, congratulations. Be able to decipher it from what we just said. Caller number 15 right now at 1-800-520-1067. Will be the lucky winner.
We have a winner, believe
it or
not.
No, I'm just kidding.
Ridiculous joke. Cleo's in the other room freaking out. All right. Let's talk about something good this celebrity did.
All right.
Hey.
Good. We spent so much time slamming them that I like to give them props when they do something nice. Nicole Richie has put together a charity called the Richie Madden Children Foundation.
John Madden is part of it?
John Madden is.
That's awesome.
Nicole Richie. Boom! She started doing this when she had her first baby shower.
Okay.
She was taking a lot of the gifts she was given and donating them to mothers to be in need who don't have cribs and playpens and that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
So you mean people whose parents aren't Lionel Richie?
Exactly.
Those are the people who may need the help?
So what she's done is started a whole foundation and now a website, which will be launching next week, where low-income mothers can... It's like a registry. You go into the site and you request what you need to raise your children.
Hmm.
And then people who want to donate those items or even buy those items for the low-income mothers can go on and find a match.
That's pretty cool.
If you've got a playpen that you don't need anymore, you donate it to the charity. And then a mother can go online and say, I need that. And then they set it up so that person gets it.
Hmm.
So it's pretty cool.
That is cool.
It's the Richie Madden Children Foundation. You can go online to find more information, but I thought it was a pretty cool thing for her to put together.
So you get more Richie every time you go on the site, then, if you're looking for things.
I'm not a big fan of yours, Bean.
Christian Bale's off the hook. British prosecutors say they will not be charging Christian Bale with assault over the alleged incident that happened with his mother and sister at the Dorchester Hotel a couple of weeks ago.
I've got pictures.
Bale's mom and sister told police he assaulted them at the hotel. the day before he attended the European premiere of The Dark Knight. Christian has denied the accusation, and now the British prosecutors say that there is insufficient evidence to afford a realistic prospect of conviction, so they won't be pursuing the matter any further.
As we expected,
yeah,
right?
As we expected, yeah. Congratulations to Lost star Matthew Fox. He has signed a new deal with ABC. He is getting a rise of $75,000 per episode to play Jack Shepard on Lost.
A rise or a raise? If he's reading from a British story, it's a rise. If it's an American paper, it's a raise.
He's getting more money per episode to now $225,000 per episode to play,
nice.
To play Jack.
Good for him.
See, now for me, although that's an insane amount of money for anyone to get for a week's worth of work, it makes a lot more sense for someone like that to make that kind of money versus someone on a sitcom who's working about 3 hours a day. If you're running around in the jungle for 12 hours a day,
totally.
Seems like you earn your money a little bit more than, I don't know, say,
Charlie Sheen.
He is the character that I care the most about on the island as well. I most care what happens to Jack.
I love Jack. Ooh.
I mean, he's kind of the star of the show to me. Him and Locke are the two guys that I can't live without on
and
the
show. And I can't live without Kate. So that tells you the difference between Dean and I.
He's dreamy. I can't live without that one guy in the back there who's always putting the tarp up. I love that guy.
He's kind of a different guy each week, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Warner Brothers is moving the next Harry Potter movie release date.
Back this is big news and bad news for fans, right?
Fans are furious.
So?
They really are. They were looking forward to seeing Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince the week before Thanksgiving.
Right.
Now, Warner Brothers has moved the release date to next summer.
Wow.
Awkward. That's a long way.
July the 17th will be the release date. Because, apparently, there are relatively few blockbusters scheduled for next summer's release dates.
Yeah, no superhero movies next year, I hear, except for maybe Wolverine, is it.
So they will. They assume they will have less competition and make more money because they won't be going up against big blockbuster movies
that
there are so many of this year. Right now, the only competition they have for that same weekend is Will Ferrell's Land of the Lost action comedy, which is bad news for Will, because this Harry Potter thing is going to be a monster hit. But a lot of fans are upset because they don't get to see their beloved Harry Potter as soon as they'd like.
I think they'll live.
I don't think so.
I think they'll live.
I think they'll kill themselves. let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we?
Okay.
Actress Deborah Messing is 40 years old today. Anthony Anderson from Barbershop and from Kayville and from other things.
That other stuff that he did.
He's 38 years old. Ben Affleck is 36. Wasn't his brother's birthday like yesterday or the day before?
2 days ago this week. Ben Affleck turns out to be a good writer and a good director.
Yes. And a good father.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And a good husband.
And a good host on Canadian TV shows. Not host, I'm sorry, guest. Remember that guest spot? Was that him that was completely smashed?
You can't play this game.
Was that him?
Kevin's right. You guys don't remember.
He was drunk.
It needs to be easy. We don't have to think about it.
Remember that whole thing?
It shouldn't be explained to us.
Come on.
You have slowed this game down.
All right, I can't play this game. Sorry.
Natasha Henstridge from The Whole Nine Yards and Species is 34. And Joe Jonas of the Jonas Brothers is 19 years old today. I don't know which one Joe is, but boy.
He's the girl.
Is he talented? And that band sure is talented. Come on, kids.
I know you're just kids, but still.
Tweeners.
But come on.
They have the number
Brothers?
One album in America this week, by the way. Yeah.
That's great.
It hurts.
It does.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. A little bit later this hour, your chance to win tickets to see Weezer in concert. They're coming to the Forum. And we're going to have a breakfast with Weezer. Your chance to wake up with Weezer is coming up, and we'll give you tickets to that as well, which is going to happen next week.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of live music on the Kevin and Bean Show, Weezer next week. Airborne Toxic event was in yesterday. They were fantastic. Didn't you think they were terrific?
They were great. Yeah.
Yeah. We brought in the string section the whole day. We had them at this time yesterday. If you weren't listening, that is up at KROQ.com. You can listen to that. And Monday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, the band Rise Against is going to be in here. And they're going to be debuting some brand new music for us. That'll be Monday right here. So if you're a big fan of the KROQ music, why not check out the Kevin and Bean Show once in a while?
So Michael Jackson is out of money.
Yeah, he broke.
He's trying to sell Neverland, and he's moving to England, apparently. And is,
England?
And is talking about doing a reality show about his life in England.
It's very expensive in England. It's an odd choice.
Michael Jackson is on the phone right now. What am I hearing there, Mike?
Cheerio. Hip, hip, hey, what? Hello, Kevin
Michael.
And Bean. How are you?
We're good. How are you, Mike?
I'm Rod as Rain. Thank you.
Okay. Look, you don't have to turn into Madonna, who all of a sudden needs to speak with a British accent, even though she's from Michigan. You're from Indiana. You don't have to talk like that.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm jolly old Pip Pip, a what? With a crumpet.
What happened to Dubai? I thought that that's where that was your place. You were happy living there.
I said Dubai, bye, bye.
That dude kicked him out, Bean. Remember, he didn't want to host him anymore.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. Is that a boat we hear in the background there, Mike?
Yeah, that's a boat on the Thames, the river that flows through England.
Okay.
And it's foggy today. Foggy old London town.
Sure.
It is.
Now, you're going to do a reality show about what? About your life there?
Oi, Governor. Yeah, that's the ticket.
Okay, Michael, you don't have to talk like that. Just be regular.
I have no idea what you're... I haven't been regular since 1960.
How often is all that right. clock going to go off in the background as well?
Oi, that's Big Ben, mate.
It doesn't go off every second.
It doesn't sound like Big Ben either.
It doesn't make Big Ben either. Why don't you do the goddamn sound effects then?
Sorry to be picky. All right, so the cameras will follow you around there and...
Cheerio.
And catch you doing what?
They will document my new British lifestyle.
Okay, and what's that like?
I'll be living in the countryside.
Right.
In the quaint town of Appledore, near Barnstaple, it says.
Appledore, yes. Near Barnstaple.
You didn't know that, did you?
No.
Yeah.
That sounds lovely. And I will be living on a farm, raising my animals.
Okay.
Right next to an elementary school.
Oh, no, no, no,
I don't
no.
doubt that at
and
all.
The cameras will follow me around.
Oh, no.
As I leave.
Yes, what?
Big Ben's going on.
Big
again.
Ben is really ringing a lot.
As I leave a trail of candy from the schoolyard to my barn.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know
and
why you'd want to do that.
When the fun will begin.
Yeah, I don't think you want that to be videotaped, though.
Oh, more than you know I want it to be videotaped.
No, no.
More than you could possibly dream.
Right, for other people to see, though. Privacy,
Curio.
Maybe.
Yeah. Radio. I see what you're saying. Fish and chips.
That doesn't even make sense.
Bob's your uncle.
How many tugboats are going past you on the Thames? It seems like a very busy day out there.
It's a parade. It's the famous British tugboat parade.
Really? I didn't know they had that.
Where they show off their brightly decorated tugboats. Right.
And they all have to blow that horn.
Oh, I wish someone would.
Now, Michael, here's the question, though. You have been a very private person in recent years. You very rarely surface in public. Why would you want to have cameras following you around all the time? Seems like the opposite of something you'd be comfortable with.
Well, it turns out when they do that, they give you money.
Yeah, you need money, don't you?
Oh, you need the money. That's what it is.
I could use a few farthings, Governor. Pirio.
Michael, do you honestly think that you maybe were the most high-profile celebrity ever, especially in the 80s and 90s? There's no possible way people are going to buy that English accent.
But they will, because I'll be one of them, Governor. And I'll be saying, oh, £2 for that. That's a lot of money.
That's a pound,
and that's your money.
Right, but they've had the euro now, I think, for some time. I don't think they even have pounds anymore in England.
€2 for that? That's expensive, I'll say. I will. Cheerio. Hey, can I have some of them crumpets? Tea? Yes, why yes. Thank you. Thank you for the tea. Oh, fish and chips.
Okay.
I'm a chimney sweep.
All right.
I'm a chimney sweep.
I'd like to sweep out somebody's chimney.
I'm sure you would.
And no one's called anyone governor in about 70 years there either, Michael.
Hi, Mr. Scrooge. Happy Merry Christmas to you and Father Christmas to us all.
I don't even know what that
Tiny
means.
Tim. Tiny Tim will walk up.
Wait a minute. Is that Omar? I just heard Omar in the background.
I just spilled me cup of tea all over the board.
Okay, that's not good.
No, I think I got to sign off now. I'll get some paper towel.
Chip, chip.
Jimmy-o.
Well done, guys. I don't know how they were able to release that song without your participation. That makes it so much better.
Did they release without our participation?
That's a good point.
You don't know. We were there, man. You don't know.
We're going to give you some tickets to Weezer. They're having a concert at the Forum. October 14th, and you can buy tickets Saturday at 10, or you can win them coming up here in about 10 minutes. You're going to have to earn them, though. You get those, plus you get the tickets to our breakfast, which is next week. We're going to wake up with Weezer, and we're going to have you call. You're going to have to earn them with a little game. Well, I don't want to say the name, because people go away. But it's a game.
It's a game.
You're going to have to earn them. It's Omar Oki.
Yeah. Omar sings the hits. Nothing is better.
Sings, though, is pretty liberal interpretation.
How dare you? He is one of my favorite vocalists.
1-800-520-1067. That's coming up right after the movie.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Khan, dude. I need you to take care of something for me, man. Yeah.
I figured I'd just start with it.
I appreciate it. It gets it out of the way.
Yeah, no worries.
It's easier for me. Hey, party people. There are 7 new movies in Southland Cineplexes this weekend, but we're going to take a look at the 4 biggest ones as you make your entertainment choices for this weekend. First and foremost, on my docket, things I want to see, Vicky Cristina Barcelona. The new Woody Allen movie. The smoking hot British actress Rebecca Hall and Scarlett Johansson play two girlfriends who go on a summer holiday in Spain and become interested in the same sexy painter played by Javier Bardem and proceed to have a three-way with him.
All right, then.
They both enter in a relationship with the painter, unaware that his smoking hot ex-wife, Penelope Cruz, is about to re-enter the picture.
I think you're right. This is just Woody Allen's porn.
It's just stuck in the pond.
Just porn for Woody. So I'm going to get these hot chicks again. Just make them all make out and have three ways and kiss and I'm just going to.
Is it all? Isn't all porn for Woody though? Really, technically,
I guess it is.
Isn't that what it's for?
Not the Woody, but a Woody.
Yeah.
By all accounts, this opened up at the Cannes Film Festival, and it is a great time. It's fun. It's lighthearted. It's funny. It's a romp, and a good time will be had by all.
Fantastic.
So I'm looking forward to it. Here's a little clip from the movie. Here's Penelope Cruz playing Javier Bardem's ex-wife, who they're still in love with each other and having a relationship of a sexual nature. She comes back into Javier's life while Scarlett Johansson's there banging him.
Okay.
You can imagine there's a little tension.
All right.
And when they come back into the room, Scarlett Johansson finds out that Penelope Cruz has gone through her luggage.
Okay.
And more.
How do you know I take pictures?
I found them in your luggage.
You went through my luggage?
Of course I went through your luggage. First night I was in the house, I didn't trust you. I didn't believe you were who you said you were. I wanted to know who was really sharing the bed of my ex-husband.
What?
Who knew what I would find there? How could I be sure you were not going to hurt me? After all, I have thoughts of killing you.
I have thoughts of killing you.
All right.
Good times.
Maybe you should go through my luggage.
Yeah, then we can all be friends.
Hey, we're lucky enough to have Javier Bardem working with us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Who do you prefer, Penelope Cruz or Scarlett Johansson?
He's out of the room.
Oh, is Javier getting coffee?
Yes.
Scarlett Johansson, friendo.
That's right, friendo. And then I killed him all with an air gun to the forehead.
Where the hell is Mike? Friendo. Can he pay attention to the show?
Can't you pay attention to who's in the room?
I can't. I can't usually see Mike because he's behind Kevin.
Lucky you.
Yeah, usually he's behind Kevin.
So Woody Allen porn. Okay.
Star Wars, The Clone Wars opens today.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm sorry. I almost put myself to sleep.
Is this animated?
This is the animated Star Wars movie. No, it's not for kids. It's for Star Wars fans. It fills in the gap between Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith. This is basically shows you what happened during the Clone Wars between the two films.
I've been wondering about that myself.
I got to tell you, watching the preview, the spaceships, the droids, the arm, all of it looks pretty much the same as the Star Wars look until they get to the people.
You how far George Lucas has gone towards CGI and animation that he doesn't really care about.
Till they get to the people, and then you go, okay, that's a cartoon.
Yeah.
Boring!
This is sort of the intro to the Clone Wars TV series, which will be on, as you can assume, television.
Sure.
Boring!
So if you're a hardcore Star Wars fans, I'm guessing you're going to get in line. Well, maybe not in line, but show up to the theater.
Sure, that won't be a line.
Catch the Clone Wars. Here is
Boring!
Here's a little scene from the movie where an urgent message is given to Anakin Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi.
And who are you supposed to be?
I'm Ahsoka.
Master Yoda sent me. I was told to tell both of you that you must get back to the Jedi Temple immediately. There's an emergency.
Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but we're in a bit of an emergency right here.
Yes, our communications have been a bit unreliable, but we've been calling for help.
Boring.
That is not good acting.
No.
Right there.
That's saying
Did they get
something.
Hayden Christensen
That's
for it?
That's saying something compared to Hayden Christensen in the Star Wars movies. Right. So that guy pales.
Mirrors is a horror movie that opens this weekend. Kiefer Sutherland and Amy Smart star in this film. Sutherland plays an ex-cop who is targeted by an evil force that uses mirrors as a gateway into his house.
Yeah.
Amy Smart grabs her face and pulls her face off.
She does. She pulls her mouth open.
I've seen that, yeah.
Oh.
Very different than face off. Sorry.
It looks creepy.
Yeah,
there's something
does.
Creepy about looking in the mirror and then walking away and having the person in the mirror still be there and stuff. There's something inherently creepy about mirrors.
Yeah.
And I think this movie sort of feeds on that fear. Here's a couple clips from the trailer for Mirrors.
I'm not acting scared, but he is.
Michael, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Amy, what's wrong?
There's something in the house. I'm so scared.
Amy, I'm seeing bad things. What if the mirrors can actually make us do things that we don't want to do? Get out of here now!
Don't be scared, Mommy.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
Kids are scary.
Kids. The following kids. Takes place on March 15th. 901 to 959. Get out! I'll keep something that's out of do anymore. Run!
I think I'm kind of in on this. This looks good.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty good scary movie. That's good summer fare. You know, you go in, get out of the heat for a couple hours with some popcorn, and watch people rip their faces off.
Sure.
Because mirrors told them to do it. I like it. And lastly, Tropic Thunder opened on Wednesday to huge box office. It's already making a ton of money. Maybe this weekend you can catch up with it. Ben Stiller directs himself, Jack Black, and Robert Downey Jr. as they play a group of actors who go into the jungle to shoot a big-budget war movie but are forced to become soldiers in a real-life conflict and don't fare nearly as well in that situation. Here's a scene where the guys from Tropic Thunder are coming up with a plan and getting ready for battle.
Yeah, Eric.
Just kidding.
We do it just like in the book.
Yeah, but those dudes was trained soldiers.
And we are trained actors. Time to man up. And I ain't gonna sugarcoat it. Some of us might not even make it back.
What do you mean? Like, not on the same flight?
On the same flight.
Robert Downey Jr. looks so funny in this movie. As
he is. He's great.
An over-the-top method actor, an Australian method actor who goes deep into his character and literally becomes a black man in order to play a black guy in this movie.
Yep.
Very, very funny stuff. Dean, you saw it, right?
I saw it yesterday, and there's no movie that is more exactly like what you expect from seeing the trailer. If the trailer looks funny to you, you'll love the movie. If you look at the trailer and go, that's stupid, you will not enjoy the movie, because it is exactly that. But what a cast, not just the three leads that you mentioned. Nick Nolte is great in this movie. Matthew McConaughey has a big part. Tom Cruise has a big part. I mean, it really is. And there's so many cameos in it that it's a lot of fun just to watch for that, too.
Does Nick Nolte talk like this, Bunny Chan?
He sure does.
Oh, he sure does.
Doesn't have any choice.
My pick for the weekend is Vicky Cristina Barcelona, just because I really want to watch Scarlett Johansson and Penelope Cruz kiss.
What do we do with listener Dominic, who emails that has no idea why anyone thinks Penelope Cruz is hot? What do we do with this guy?
Oh, no.
Who says she has a giant pointy bird nose and an awful accent.
I think we have to shun him.
That she's horribly annoying and a subpar actress. What do we do with this guy?
I think he must be shunned and or banned.
Can we do both?
I think we might have to ban him from listening to our show.
Okay.
I agree.
Or suspend him, at least.
We'll give him like a month suspension, and we'll see how...
No, we'll reevaluate.
Think about his actions.
All right. You're shunned and banned, sir. And suspended. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
Dudes, I'm so sorry for this. I mean, this is...
This is the equivalent of the emergency doctor saying, I'm sorry, this is going to hurt, but I'm going to have to pull the bullet out with my teeth. There's just nothing you can do. Just bend over.
You're giving the reward to the listeners.
Bend over and put on the rubber gloves.
This is the reward. They've been listening all week, and they get treated on Friday to Omaroki.
No, no. The reward is they get tickets to the Weezer show at the Forum and the Breakfast with Weezer with Kevin and Bean if they survive listening to Omaroki. That's what we're trying to pay people off to listen to you sing, oh?
So Omar is a fantastic vocalist.
Damn straight.
And we'll be singing Weezer songs for you. All you have to do is tell us the name of the song. You have to recognize what song it is and tell us the name of it. Pretty simple, right?
The Weezer. Yeah.
Maroki as a singer, Omar's really lame. So we wish you luck, because he sucks. If you guess, you win the game.
All right, it couldn't be any simpler. 1-800-520-1067 if you want to join us at both Weezer shows at the Forum and the Breakfast next week. Why don't we start with contestant number one? Greg is in Silver Lake this morning. Greg, you have no idea what you're in store for, but I hope you're a big Weezer fan.
I actually really am. Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Ralph, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Name this Weezer song, Omar.
Bang, bang, knock on the door. Another big bang, you're down on the floor. Oh, no, what do we do? Don't look down, but I lost my shoe. I can't run and I can't kick. What's the matter, babe? Are you feeling
okay.
sick?
All
what's
right.
the matter?
That's,
what's the matter? What's
enough.
The matter? Yes. What's the matter, babe? Are you feeling that blue?
How about a little less, Omar? How about that? Just
yeah,
the taste.
Yeah, I don't think we need like 16 verses.
Yeah. Just give us a taste of it.
Greg,
what do you think there, Greg?
I think it's Buddy Holly.
Yes, it is.
Yes!
Nicely done.
Yeah, just right. like that.
Just like that.
It's awesome.
All right, you got the tickets to October 14th, and you're going to be at our breakfast next week.
I'm loving it.
Come up with some questions for Weezer. You guys got to help us do the interview. Let's move on to Alan in West Hills. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, guys. Morning, Lisa Mick.
Good morning, Alan.
You ready for the best treat of your life, dude?
Oh, yes. I'm ready.
When you're on a golden sea, you don't need no memory. Just a place to call your own as we drift into the zone.
Omar, have you ever heard the song that you're singing?
Totally.
Yeah.
I totally killed that one.
Alan, do you recognize that song?
I do, but the name's at the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
Shoot. What?
I wonder if you can get it off the tip of your tongue.
Can you give me another?
No!
No.
When you're on a goal.
No, you're not going to do it again.
Oh, okay.
Give us a song, dude. You got to guess.
Oh, God. I can't. The name is right.
Well, you should have said Islands in the Sun.
When you're on.
I'm with Bean. I don't think Omar's ever heard that.
Yeah, it does, because there's no relationship whatsoever in the melody
sounds
that you're singing
like
to the
it.
Same as the record.
Well, I know what the problem is. Omar, are you trying to sing it like the theme?
You know what it is?
Like
these guys
is?
Are all using like reverb and stuff. If you put some reverb on my mic, it sounds just like it.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. What's wrong with you guys?
Robert in Northridge. Good morning.
What it do?
thank you for the call, Robert. You know what? Hang on. Omar, come over here.
Yeah.
Sing into this microphone. We have reverb on it.
Okay.
This is going to sound just like it now, because he says all he needs is reverb.
Yeah, totally.
Come on right over here.
And borrow your headphones microphone.
All right. There you go. All right, so this is going to be just like in a professional recording studio. I like this.
Somebody's hiney is crowding my icebox. Somebody's cold one is giving me chills. Guess I'll just have to close my eyes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no is more like
no,
it.
No, he's
Robert.
Right. That was just like
Weezer.
Get
on.
What song is Omar attempting to sing there?
Well, I can barely hear it.
Oh!
Let's see. Let me take a guess then.
How could you barely hear it and the rest of us will never forget it?
Under arms?
He's got some help, but it's still not doing the trick.
Yeah.
Too late. We were looking for Say It Ain't So is the song he was doing there. Nice try, Robert, but not really.
Sounds look. Just like it, right?
Look. You go over there. That didn't help.
Damn.
Get away from me.
Forum tickets, by the way, go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock if you want to see that big rock show with Angels and Airwaves, plus Breakfast with Weezer, super secret location next week. Let's try a girl. We haven't had the female perspective on the game yet. Tani, Beverly Hills, thanks for calling. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hello, Tani.
All right, Tani, have you recognized the other songs that Omar has butchered?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
All right, Tani, don't get turned on too much.
Here's yours.
I'm me, be me, goddamn, I am, I can, sing and hear me, know me, if you want to destroy.
That's fine. That's Tani, what is it?
Undone, the sweater song.
Yeah, you better know that because...
Because it was just like it.
Yeah. That one, I got to tell you, that one was almost recognizable.
What?
Nicely done. You're going to be there, Tani. Come up with some questions for the band. You can help us do the interview.
You know what I'm wondering? When are you going to give the people what they want? When are you going to do breakfast with Omaroki? Seriously.
That's our next one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna, coming up in early 2011.
Sweet. Hey.
Andrew in Los Angeles.
How are you guys doing?
We are good.
Lisa, morning.
Good morning.
Here's Omar with your song. Good luck.
Look at all these movie stars. They're all so beautiful and clean. When the housemaids scrub the floors, they get the spaces in between. I want to live a life like that. I want to be just like a king.
That's enough.
Take my picture by the pool.
All right.
Because I'm the next
you.
Big thing.
All right. Thank you. Really Andrew, save us. What is it?
That is Beverly Hills.
It is.
Look at all those movie stars. They're all so beautiful and clean.
That was so getting down and gritty. You see the change in delivery on that one, man?
No, he felt that. He meant that. All right.
Two words. Sexy. I think we got time for just what? One more, maybe?
Yep, we have one more song, yes. All right, here is Omaroki, and we're going to talk to Adam in Burbank. Good morning, Adam.
Hey, guys. Lisa.
Good morning.
Happy birthday, Omar.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah.
All right, here you go.
They say I need some Rogaine to put in my hair. Work it out at the gym to fit my underwear. Oakley makes the shades that transform a tool. You hate for the kids to think that you lost your cool.
Wow, I think Omar should join Weezer.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, totally.
That would be pork and beans.
Yeah!
They say I need some Rogaine to put in my hair.
Let's get some Oakleys to transform that tool, shall we?
Yeah, I'm going to be down there on Monday.
Nope, we're not going to need you.
Not Monday. No, it's not Monday.
It isn't Monday.
No, you got wrong information as to when
well,
and where.
Be down at the breakfast.
Be down there on Monday.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
That'll be like at 11 a.m.
So you guys could totally invite me up on stage with Rivers.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
we could do a whole hootenanny thing just with me.
Yes.
On vocals.
On Monday.
Okay.
Okay, good.
That's our game, and how much fun we had. Now you know that I didn't lie when I told you he was pretty bad.
He's done. Oh. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:56, and time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
I'm
sorry.
No, you go.
Go ahead.
No,
someone go. Lisa, you go.
Because Kevin said, Bean. Okay. Here's Bean now with more talking from Bean. I distinctly remember heard him say that.
And now, Ralph Garman.
Before I get to the showbiz
Here's Ralph
news,
with something.
Before I get to the showbiz news, I would like to wish everyone a happy International Swingers Day. Tomorrow, August the 16th, is International Swingers Day.
Is that right?
Kidding.
Yes, it is.
How about that?
For those of you who like to swap partners, who like to get into menage a trois, menage a deux, menage a un deux trois. What's four?
I don't know.
In French, don't know.
Yeah. Menage a fours?
Yes.
Quattro.
Quattro.
Farve.
Quince. Quatorze. It's International Swingers Day, a day that has been set aside throughout this great world of ours to celebrate sharing yourself.
Don't be stingy like you are the rest of
you. With other folks.
You know? Give.
That's right.
Enjoy
International Swingers Day. Stock up on the condoms and lube.
It's kind of good timing for that Woody Allen movie you were just telling us about, which sounds like Anything Goes.
I agree. And also, we did Ask a Swinger recently in the show. We've been talking about Swingtown, that show over on CBS.
Right.
And I've gotten tons of emails from people who have said they're interested in swinging, they're couples, and they're interested in, in investigating more about it. So I'm just saying you might be interested. If you're a couple interested in swinging, you might want to listen to the Kevin and Bean Show on Monday.
What time? I don't know what.
Sometime on Monday.
All right.
We'll be making a big announcement.
About what?
About something.
That'd be sweet.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying we've done a lot of events for singles in the past. Yes. We've had a lot of singles parties. Maybe it's time we do something with our more adventurous couples.
I'm just saying. Yes.
Maybe on Monday we'll be
talking.
We're talking
to Harvey Levin
from
TMZ about
showbiz. I'm moving on.
What?
John McCain's in trouble with another singer.
Oh, good.
Apparently, John used the Jackson Browne hit from 1978, Running on Empty, in a recent television commercial.
Hotter than ever.
But neglected to get Jackson's permission.
How does he not learn that by now?
I don't know. It's like the fourth time, fifth time he's tried to use a song, and the artist has come back and said, hey,
stop it.
Knock it off.
There's no way Jackson Brown's supporting Senator McCain either, by the way. There's no way.
No.
Beyond the music licensing or whatever, he would be personally offended by that, I would imagine.
And apparently he was. Jackson Brown is a lifelong Democrat and a Barack Obama supporter. And so the suit is now in court. Jackson Brown suing John McCain for an unspecified amount of damages.
Really?
And a permanent injunction that would prohibit McCain from using the song in any form.
He can't even listen to it.
Concerts
he can't even listen to it or go to a concert.
Running on empty, running low, running high, running low.
That sounds crappy. Why would he use that for a political thing?
Maybe because we're running on empty when it comes to foreign petroleum, man.
Oh, I don't understand.
I don't understand that either. Madgeyne Amick. Do you remember Madgeyne Amick?
Nope. Yes.
She was on Twin Peaks. She was the smoking hot waitress on Twin Peaks who worked at the diner.
I know who she is.
Just beautiful, beautiful girl.
Okay.
Yeah. She's got a new gig. She has just signed on to co-star with Christian Slater in his upcoming NBC drama, My Own Worst Enemy. I'm so happy to see her return because I've always had a huge crush on her. However, I am concerned about her choice in projects.
Why, what is this?
Are you familiar with My Own Worst Enemy?
I have seen the commercials.
Christian Slater comes to television in an NBC drama where he plays a mild-mannered suburban dad who has an alter ego of a suave spy. Here's the hook, though. He doesn't know that he is a spy.
It's like an alternate personality.
So he goes out in the middle of the night.
He has a double life, but he doesn't remember anything about his spy missions when he's in his other persona.
Oh, I see. Interesting.
So he lives a double life that's a secret even from himself.
Huh.
Sounds like they're pushing it. Sounds weak.
Yeah. That'd be sweet.
Madgeyne Amick, by the way, was on Viva Laughlin.
Yes.
And Kidnapped, two of the big high-profile flops of last year.
Yes.
So I don't think you have to worry about maybe her lasting too long with the Christian Slater show.
And I'm just a big fan, so I wish her the best. The next season of America's Next Top Model will feature an interesting twist. A 22-year-old competitor named Isis will be competing for the lucrative modeling contract. But she isn't technically a woman.
Oh, good.
Oh, no.
Good, good, good.
Isis claims she's a woman born physically male, is how she defines herself.
Was that insane? Was that not crazy?
Has she had the full sex change?
I do not know to what extent she is or is not.
If you have
still a man.
If you are a transsexual, you've had the change, right?
No, there are pre- and post-op transsexuals.
Because I know she calls herself a transsexual.
Okay.
But I guess that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
You can be a man living as a woman and still claim to be transsexual.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Because the transgender nation out there believes that they are the sex that they claim that they present to the world, but there's been some mistake in their terms of their birth, and so they just choose to live as how they feel inside.
Then I guess you won't be needing this sausage.
It's just a vagina.
That's what he said.
So they believe that God makes mistakes with people.
Right. So she could be a post-op transsexual, meaning she's had the complete surgery, or she could be a pre-op or a non-op transsexual as well.
Those surgeries don't always end up in the model hot category.
No, but occasionally.
Occasionally.
If she's competing, odds are she's a good-looking dude.
She's probably attractive.
That's all I'm saying. Anyway, interesting wrinkle.
Yeah.
They got to do something
next season. Oh, this is good news. I reported earlier this week that Hugh Hefner was no longer going to have his personal parties thrown at the Playboy Mansion.
You were sobbing.
I was despondent.
Yeah.
However, Playboy has come forward and said those reports are absolutely false. Hef has no plans on stopping to throw parties for his good friends and celebrities and playmates and girlfriends. And it's full steam ahead, according to the Playboy PR director.
Fantastic.
We're having a huge Halloween party, then a New Year's Eve party, and so on and so on and so on. So no plans for Hef to stop partying anytime soon.
No one's looking forward to the day we lose Mr. Hefner, but please tell me they're going to turn the Playboy Mansion into some sort of a tourist attraction that people can tour the place.
I don't see that happening.
I hope not. Don't you think that would be the coolest?
No.
Everybody wants to see the Playboy Mansion.
Ruff, ruff.
Please tell me about all of the future plans for the Playboy Mansion.
What are the plans post Hefner's death that Playboy has in place?
How do you think he'll know
that? How does his will read?
This is Ralph's area. This is his area of expertise. That's why.
It will remain a private home.
Really?
For use by Christy Hefner, his daughter, and the rest of the family to see use as they see fit. But I do think it will be rented out considerably more once Hef isn't living anymore for parties and functions, that kind
what
of thing.
What will the cost be then,
I doubt they'll just be bringing through just tour groups, you know, to take pictures.
What would it cost if a tour group came through, Ralph?
Think how much money they can make,
though. Where would you be putting the velvet ropes?
Like people visit Graceland, though, people would want to visit the Playboy Mansion, wouldn't they?
Which rooms would people get to see?
Private security.
I just have questions. That's
yeah, but
all.
Now you sure have questions.
None of them have answers, though. That's the problem.
Something we know to be a fact. You sure have questions.
No answers.
I do have a lot of questions. Yeah. That's true.
I've got tickets to give away. My final pair of tickets to the advanced screening of The Rocker. K-Rock lets you see the movie before anybody else. Wednesday, August the 20th is its official release date. However, you and some of our K-Rock listeners will get a chance to see Rainn Wilson, star of The Office.
Nope, that's not the same Rainn. Different Rainn.
Oh, sorry.
See him in his first starring role in this movie that I saw earlier in the week and loved. It's very funny. It's very... you're hesitant to use the phrase heartwarming because that usually means sappy and sentimental, but yeah. This is not the case in this particular film. I really enjoyed it. I think you will, too. If you'd like to go see the advanced K-Rock screening of The Rocker, be caller number 15 right now at 1-800-520-1067. Caller number 15 gets a chance to see The Rocker before your friends do, and then you can go nanny nanny boo boo.
And you can tell them stuff like, Two-Face dies! And they'll go, no! Like that.
He's not in this movie, Two-Face. Oh. Today's celebrity birthdays, Deborah Messing from Will and Grace is 40 years old. Deborah Messing has been blissfully absent from my TV screen since that show went off the air, and I really appreciate it.
Why does she bug you so much?
I don't know. I can't put my finger on it, but she grates.
Bug.
I'm the only one who thinks she's hot, by the way.
Yeah, well, that's
yeah,
not,
you are.
That's not really the only case in which that's true.
Anthony Anderson from Barbershop and from K-Ville, he's 38. Ben Affleck turns 36 years old today. Natasha Henstridge from The Whole Nine Yards and Species. Remember her in Species?
Oh, yes.
Last time I saw her, and I just thought, wow, who is that?
Yeah.
Why? When can she get naked more? And I don't care if she's a bug that will eat my head. I still want to have sex with her.
Still worth it.
Yes.
All right.
She's 34 years old today, and Joe Jonas of Jonas Brothers is 19 years old today, and I weep for the future. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
World famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 14 minutes after 9 o'clock.
I would like to firmly launch a protest against the conversation that's about to happen, by the way.
Me too.
I'm deeply and personally offended that this would be suggested.
As
and I want to I want to know what your source is.
I'm upset with Petros Papadakis. That's who I'm angry at.
Wow, what did I do?
Petros was on our program last week.
Yeah.
And I've never had a problem with Bob Costas. I think Bob Costas is knowledgeable, good, strong broadcaster.
I've always liked him.
Does a great job of juggling everything. He's cool under pressure. He's mm-hmm. He's a good broadcaster.
I agree.
Petros, what did you tell us last week?
I told you guys that I didn't like the way he acted in the Sydney Olympics. I didn't like the way he acted, especially in the Athens Olympics, disrespecting the Greek people. With his pompous, detached, cool guy, too cool for school attitude.
Oh,
and I don't like it.
And you said...
I said that the Red Army should march on him if he pulls that this year in China.
Bob Costas is a dick, is what he said. And I said...
Didn't say that.
Yes, you did, by the way.
You said he was smug.
Yesterday in the morning, I was driving home from possibly one of the most humiliating appearances in the history of my life on KTLA, where they had me calling a speed mitten game between Sam Rubin and Krisky.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I wanted to die.
You should have died.
Ridiculous and horrible thing that I've ever
You should have been
life.
Killed, actually.
And I'm driving home, and I hear Kevin saying, oh, Costas is a dick.
Yep.
Petro said it.
Yep.
Total dick. Now, and I was like, no, I did not say that.
Okay, here's the thing, though.
I said arrogant and pompous.
Once somebody mentions that, then you start watching it, and somehow it seeps into your perception of that person, and now I think he's a dick.
Of course he is.
And I used to like him before you came on our program.
Well, the truth is the truth, man. The guy's 4'11". He's bitter about it. He's really smart.
No, he's got the Napoleon complex, right?
No. Hold on a second here, Petros. This is what I don't understand. I think the Greek thing is something that we glossed over a little bit. Did he say something that personally offended you, your country, and your people, and that's where this grief is coming from?
No. You guys, look, I might be a buffoon around town. And people might think I'm just a big fat idiot in Speedos that grinds up on Psycho Mike.
Well, after KTLA, I think that's a given.
Yeah, well, that's the truth.
Yeah.
I am a serious and real broadcaster.
No. No.
Why don't you do any of that serious broadcasting on your own radio show, then?
I call real football games in a real way.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that is true. That is true. He does have that.
I analyze real football on studio shows that are not entertaining at all.
Right.
You are not entertaining at all.
Well,
that's true.
You know, I keep it pretty straight for the kids.
Okay, now, Bob Costas, what is so...
Well, I've been around people in broadcasting for a long time. He is by far one of the most hated people in the history of broadcasting.
No.
Right? Well, behind John Madden, who is despised.
I have heard that John Madden is a gigantic douchebag.
I mean, the worst of the worst.
That is what everyone says.
Okay, let's save Mr. Madden for another day, because I want to ask about the Costas thing. It almost sounded like you...
People don't like him.
Okay, but it almost sounds... I'm talking about as a viewer, though. Forget the people who know him personally that, you know, maybe he stole their parking space. As a viewer, I don't need him to be super passionate, jump-up-and-down guy on my TV. I need him to transmit information and put things into context for me and do a reasonable transition from A to B, and he does all of that well. He's a he seems like a very smart, articulate guy who has a deep understanding of the material that he's presenting to me, and that's all I ask for in a host.
Best in the world, but that doesn't mean he's not pompous, arrogant, and annoying.
Okay.
Okay, and he's been, look, to Costas' credit, because I came in and we talked right during the opening ceremonies, had not seen anything yet in Beijing. He's been much better, much more excited about the material, much more into it this Olympics. I'll give you that. But generally, pretty annoying, and I'm pretty sure Kevin has the clips to back it up.
I do. I have some clips. Here's Bob Costas.
Now in a half hour, Mary Carrillo has the late night show, as if we haven't reached that point already. And as we finally say so long...
Oh, hey, late night show's coming up, but isn't it late already?
Yeah.
But that's just him making a... But no, he thinks he's better than me.
Yes,
he does. He's making a joke of the fact that the opening ceremony is like 8 hours long. That's all he's saying is how late it is.
I know it's a big word for your listeners, but that's hubris right there.
Hubris.
Trying to command time and space, thinking he's like God, telling us what's late and what isn't late. Don't tell me what's late, Costas. I know what late is.
You can make that interpretation on your own.
Yeah.
All right, here's another clip.
Live from the International Broadcast Center on another hazy morning.
Okay, see, hazy morning. Like, I can't see what kind of weather it is at that point.
You know what? Don't insult me, Costas. I see the freaking picture.
Wow.
Don't insult me. I know it's hazy. You don't have to tell me that. Don't overanalyze.
Here's another clip.
Michael Phelps, who, in case you somehow missed it, set the all-time...
Hey, who, in case you somehow missed it.
Yeah, we know Phelps is on, Costas.
Hey.
We know we see a lot of Phelps out there. You don't have to tell us that.
In case you're hiding under a rock someplace, this guy's been winning some medals.
Look at me. I'm the one who knows, and you don't.
Right.
Full-on arrogant, pompous, miniature Greek.
I don't see this at all. By the way, we are going to take some calls at 1-800-520-106. Some people are already starting to call in, by the way, to support Bob Costas as a dick. Here's a clip that I pulled from last night after Phelps won his... What did he get last night, Tep? He was at his sixth gold medal at these Olympic Games?
What the hell do I know? I don't know.
I'm sure Costas is going to tell us in his smug way.
Sweetie, how many medals does Phelps have? Seven?
Oh, 11. You're talking to money? Yeah.
Yeah, he's talking to money.
All right. So here's Costas right after they leave the swim center and throw it back to him in the booth. And it's funny because ordinarily this wouldn't have even captured my imagination. I wouldn't even have paid attention to it. But now that I know where P's coming
from.
That's
what I'm saying.
I'm wondering if I'm wrong about this one.
Yeah, it's impressive. Yeah, it's historic. And at this point, it's also ridiculous.
Is he mocking?
I'll tell you, that guy sure is winning a lot of gold medals.
Costas is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Don't tell me what's ridiculous.
You don't want him to tell you anything.
I
no.
see the freaking guy swimming. I know he's ridiculous.
So I'm saying that I used to enjoy Costas before Petros, and now everything he says to me sounds condescending.
Oh, wait till the NFL season.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you.
He's ruined him for you.
Look. There's one thing that's dangerous about being a sports broadcaster that doesn't really factor in the rest of the world. Maybe straight news. you're never bigger than the material. Whatever game you're doing, whatever event you're doing, you're not bigger than that material. You have to respect what's going on and respect the people that are competing. Now, Costas has been better this year, but normally he's too cool for school, guys. He's detached. He's hanging out. He's bigger than all the athletes. He feels like he's bigger than the Olympics. He's too famous for the material. That's what's coming out of his mouth.
They want to kill you, but of course they'd like to do it respectfully.
Yes. You have heard the case presented by our friend Petros Papadakis. Do you agree or disagree? I never thought we'd be asking this question on K-Rock, but is Bob Costas a dick? That's what we're asking you to call on. 1-800-520-1067. Your calls when we return on the World Famous.
We're taking phone calls on Bob Costas. Dick? Not dick. That's what we're trying to figure
out. This is what we're calling it?
That's correct, yes.
Petros Papadakis on the phone with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning.
It's ruined Bob Costas for us.
You have ignited a firestorm. I can't believe the calls and the emails that are coming in. Listen to this. Sarah writes in, guys, I've never liked Bob Costas. I don't know what it is about him, but I think he's a smug, self-satisfied bonehead and doesn't bring anything to the world of sports broadcasting.
Atta girl.
Here's Greg writing in. You know, it's funny, guys. I used to really enjoy Petros until I started watching Bob Costas. Then I realized what a gibbering monkey Petros is. So there's a little bit of something for everybody here.
Now, that's a good point because, you know, when I just hung up with you guys at the break, my fiance was like, you know, you're kind of a dick.
Yeah, well, there's no question about that. I mean, there's no question about
that. That's a woman who's going to marry you.
All right. Let's talk to the K-Rock listeners here. Why don't we let's start with Joe on line 7, please. Is Bob Costas a dick or not? Hi, Joe. Woodland Hills, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Not a dick.
Not a dick?
No.
Not a dick. Why?
Well, I mean, I've been watching the Olympics, and he gives me the information, and he's doing a great job. I don't understand what he's talking about, that him being a dick.
That guy sucks.
The caller sucks?
Yes, the caller sucks.
All right.
He says he's getting the information that he needs, and he understands what's being described.
Costas does a fantastic job, and it is a long Olympics, and he's got a lot of work to do. Yes. I'm just saying, don't insult the viewer. If it's a hazy day, we already know we can see. You don't have to paint that picture of Costas. So you're not God. You don't control the weather.
I don't think that's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying exactly.
Let's try Ian in Ladera Ranch. He's on line 1. Hi, Ian. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Bob Costas, dick or not dick?
Dude, Petros is right. I'm getting pulled over for talking on my cell phone while driving. I kid you not. No.
Excellent.
Right now in Ladera Ranch.
Good.
Petros is right. Costas is a dick. And that's it, man.
All right. Enjoy that
love
ticket.
You guys. Here comes the cop.
You're the best.
Okay. We'll let you go then. Sorry about that, dude.
Send me the bill. Send me the bill.
He'll pay it for you.
He was, it says here on the phone screener that he looks at the camera smugly, is what he was saying. I mean, I don't know what the guy can do about the way he sits at a booth looking into a camera, but it seems to bug a lot of people.
How about?
I think he's better than all of us. How coming through on the air.
How about somebody who works with him?
Okay.
Or worked with him? Courtney in Long Beach. Good morning.
Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Courtney.
So you worked with him?
I worked with him as a PA when I was in college at NBC.
Uh-huh.
And I was sent to get coffee for him.
Right.
And he wanted a cappuccino.
Mm-hmm.
So I go get the cappuccino, I bring it back to the desk, and he tells me it's not foamy and frothy enough for him.
It's not frothy enough.
Not foamy or frothy enough.
What are you supposed to do about that, exactly?
I'm not sure. Blow on the milk to make it, you know,
yes. Yes, you are.
Okay. All right. Between the blowing and the foamy and the frosty, I don't know how much more we can take of this conversation.
So
we're getting into
dangerous
territories here.
What did I tell you guys about Costas?
That's right. You were right, apparently.
Not foamy or frothy enough.
That's right.
Let's try.
If the PA will get me some Imodium AD if I have explosive diarrhea in the
Okay. Why'd you have to go there?
That is
there?
A great visual. Thanks, Pete.
Let's take a couple more. Annie is in Alhambra. She's on line 6 of the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Annie. Welcome to the program. Dick or not dick?
Dick.
Dick.
You know, because this guy's been pissing me off since the opening ceremony.
Why? What did he do that angered you?
Because when they're having the Parade of Nations and all the athletes are coming out, he's talking about how, it's not going to be in alphabetical order. The Chinese are going to line it up by the strokes and how long it takes to write their name.
Right.
But, like, over and over again, every time he's coming back from commercial, if it doesn't make sense to you, this is why, and it's nonsensical, and this is not, it's like, dude,
Some people watching this might get really confused.
Yeah. I get it,
Yeah, so Dick.
So, total Dick.
All right.
Wow.
Okay. Okay. All right, let's close with Cindy in Downey. She's on line 8. Hi, Cindy. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show. You're the final word. Dick or not dick when we're talking about Bob Costas?
Hi. I think that he's not a dick. And
okay, you're not the final word.
Come on, let her speak.
She's not the final word then.
Uh-huh.
Not a dick.
And what do you think? Go ahead.
I think it's because Petros is jealous that he can't broadcast for the Olympics, and he wished he had his job. So...
A little bitterness.
You lie.
Okay, see, no, she's a liar, so we can't have that. We can't have that. We can't have people lying.
You can't broadcast for the Olympics, you just chose not to?
Look, every time I criticize anybody, because most people are better than me, there's inevitably that call from that idiot just now. They always say, oh, you're jealous, that's why. It's like, I can't criticize anybody. I can't do my job if I'm jealous of everybody. Well, why do I want to be 4'11"?
I don't think that's what you're jealous of. Let's go to Tony. Let's make this the last call. Good morning, Tony.
Morning. He is definitely a dick, and I'm just wondering, does he wear a toupee? That's all.
I've seen a lot of questions about his hair. That's what do you think,
Pete? That's his hair. That is Costas' hair.
Did you pull on it at some point, or how do you know?
I'm just telling you, he's got the thick hair of a Greek peasant.
Oh, I see. All right.
But that being said, Greg Gumbel, that's a rug.
Is it?
Yep.
Wow.
How about that? Yeah.
How do you like that?
That's a topic for the end of the day. But I do believe that we have come to a conclusion, and that's Dick, and I believe we have a little song.
Bob's a dick, dick, dick. Bob's a dick, dick, dick. He's a dick, dick, dick. Bob's a giant dick. What a dick, dick, dick. Bob's a dick. Dick, dick, Bob's a dick, dick, dick. What a giant big dick, such a dick. Dick, 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 dick. Dick, 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 dick. Dick, 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 dick. Bob is a dick.
Thanks for the call.
He's a dick. What a dick, dick, dick. He's an asshole and a dick. He's a giant big dick. What a dick, dick, dick. Bob's a dick, dick, dick. What a dick, dick, dick. I don't even like his hair. What a dick, 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 dick.
What did you get? Coming up next. If we can get this guy to stop clicking.
What a giant dick. Yes, he's a dick. He's a giant dick. Yes, he's a dick. He's a giant dick.
Come on.
Yes, he's a dick. He's a giant dick. Yes, he's a dick. He's a giant dick. Dick, 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 dick. Bob is a giant dick. What a big giant dick, 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 dick. He's a giant dick. He's a dick, 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 dick. Yeah.
Come on.
Oh. I guess it's decided then. Thank you.
I never said that about him. I just said he was arrogant and pompous.
Yeah, well, we're saying that now. Thank you, Pete.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067. As always, that's the number. Get in the air, get a prize. What a great one we have for you today, too. It's K-Rock's end of summer concert happening tomorrow night at Six Flags Magic Mountain with Katy Perry and Airborne Toxic Event. You can still buy tickets to this at sixflags.com, keyword K-Rock, or you can win them right now just for being on the air with us for Kevin Bean's What It Do, Nephew.
Let's start with Ian, who the last time we talked to him, he was getting pulled over for not having wireless.
Yeah, that was bad.
Ian?
Dude.
What happened? Sorry, dude.
I kid you not, he let me off with a warning.
Really?
Orange County cops are the best. If you've got a problem with them, the problem is with you.
Okay,
there you go. Now, did you have a story? How did you talk him into just giving you a warning?
He pulled me over. He looked at me. He let me, you know, he was supposed to yield in a traffic circle. I pulled over, and I said, I'm an idiot. I was on the phone while driving. I was on with K-Rock.
Wow. I'm an idiot is a good way to start. I don't think they hear that very often.
And I was calling to say that Bob Costas is a dick.
And the cop said, you're absolutely right. He is.
He is a dick.
And then he started singing a song. All right. Well, congratulations. I'm glad you didn't get a ticket, Ian.
All right, guys.
But any future tickets, Petros is willing to pay.
That's right.
Get in touch with him.
I think that's true for all listeners. If you get any ticket anywhere, just forward it on to Petros, right? Let's try Jeff in Santa Clara. He's on line 8 here talking about something that didn't get a lot of press but was one of the funniest things that's happened during these Olympic Games. Hi, Jeff. What'd it do?
Hey, guys. This is Jack, by the way.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Oh, sorry.
So did you guys hear about this wrestler who threw away his bronze medal?
I don't know
I
about
did.
That.
Did.
No.
What happened? Why did he throw it away?
Straight, this guy, Ara Abrahamian, straight from the streets of Glendale.
Glendale!
he actually wrestles for Sweden. Their fight went to a decision, and I guess he wasn't happy with the decision. So,
he thought he should have won silver or gold, but he got bronze.
So it was a protest.
Yeah. So in the gold medal match, he was not happy with the decision. I guess.
Well, that is good sportsmanship. I'll give him that.
So he threw it away.
He just threw it and walked out, and he said he's quitting wrestling.
he literally took it off of his neck and threw it to the ground and walked out.
He'll show us if he stops wrestling.
What a freaking baby.
What a baby.
He's Armenian, and he wrestles for Sweden?
Yeah, we have like 100 different Armenians in 100 different countries. I don't know what that's all about, but yeah, he's Armenian. He's from, he looks like Tony Robbins, and he's born in Armenia.
Let me ask you this. I should know this, but I didn't sit through all of the opening ceremonies. Does Armenia also have a team?
Yeah, Armenia has a team. They have their own wrestlers wrestling for Armenia.
Yeah.
There's about 25 of them, but there's probably more Armenians in other countries than in Armenia.
That's
funny. Well,
what else happens is if you can't make an Olympic team in whatever country, they'll like go around and try to make other teams from other countries just so they can be in the Olympics.
That doesn't seem like the spirit of the games, does it?
That happens.
Other countries recruiting athletes from other countries?
Happens all the time.
It happens,
dude.
That's bad.
What are you going to do?
All right. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Mark in L.A. He's on line 6. Mark, hi. Thanks for calling. What'd it do, nephew?
What'd it do?
What's going on?
Hi, Mark.
All right. Well, I wanted to talk especially to Ralph about the Clone Wars. I had a chance to see it last night, actually.
Oh, boring.
Advanced screening.
No. Boring.
No, it's actually not that bad.
Looked good to me.
Let's put that in the ad.
Let's just put it this way. It's a heck of a lot better than the prequels.
Yeah, well.
And it is sort of a throwback to the original trilogy in many ways. It doesn't take itself too seriously, which I think is the big point.
Is Jar Jar Binks in it?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good.
Oh, that's a plus.
That's a positive.
But did get a chance to listen to a Q&A with the director last night, and he was questioned about trying to have some sort of death sequence with Jar Jar. So
yeah, we can't. Once you mention the director of Clone Wars, we got to move on.
All right, thanks for the tip. Maybe it wasn't as bad as I painted it to be.
But it's not for us.
Boring.
let's talk to Dan in Sherman Oaks on line 4. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the Kevin Amin Show. What'd it do?
New nephews and baby boo.
Tell us, Dan.
Doing all right. So, yeah, I was bowling at Corbin Bowl a couple nights ago for my league night, and who is there? Kevin Federline. And not only was he was bowling with his friends under the name of McCheesy, which is pretty awesome.
McCheesy.
Yeah. Anyways, he was in the arcade, and he was playing a game called Soul Surfer. That was pretty cool. And when we went up to him to take pictures, he was probably the most excited I've ever seen. He was like, really? Pictures of me?
I saw the pictures on one of the entertainment sites, probably TMZ.com, and I meant to bring this up earlier today because is this Corbin Bowl in Kevin's hood? It's in Tarzana, right?
Yes,
that one's right around. Yeah.
The guy in the picture is my brother. So that's pretty cool.
On TMZ.
No kidding.
Yep.
Wow, that's a claim to fame right there. On TMZ, in a picture with K-Fed.
Damn right.
Wow, your brother rules.
He is
good times.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for the call.
He was playing Soul Searcher, and he had a Coke and it had 17 ice cubes in it. It's like, what, these guys stalking K-Fed for the night?
If you want to check out Psycho Mike's beautiful bride, Jenny, by the way, by coincidence, she's also on TMZ.com today in a picture with Eric Gagne, and I'm not sure why, but it's weird to have people we know on TMZ that aren't being arrested.
Yeah. Monday morning, did you want to thank somebody for today?
Just Jeff Miller. Please check out his blog at ocregister.com. He's reporting and doing a good job there from Beijing.
Speaking of that, did you see real quick the Chinese gymnast chicks that you guys were always said looked like they were 10?
Yeah.
Yes.
One, they've got proof that one's like 13.
Yes. Oh, they do?
I did see that.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't see they had proof.
They had done a story about her in the Chinese newspaper like a year ago and said at that time.
She was 12 or 13.
Tibet in China, period.
Tibet and China.
See?
I've been saying that my whole life. Uh-huh. I'll be saying it to the day I die. F*** China, f*** Tibet.
Both. Wow.
I don't know why Tibet got in there, but okay.
Poor suckers always get caught up in the middle, don't
in the bad press. Monday morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have Rise Against in the studio with some new music.
Yeah.
That's great.
We're going to give you some highlights of Olympic trampoline. Not kidding.
Holla.
And everybody has been giving us a hard time about having too many singles parties. Why are they always parties for singles?
What about couples? What about us? We're listeners, too. What about the couples? We want to get fresh, fat, and funky. Oh.
We will give you details on our next party on Monday morning show. So make sure and tune in for that. Have a great weekend, everybody. We will see you on the
Happy International Swingers Day tomorrow.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
The best tonic is chronic.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Oh, hi. Did you want to buy some drugs?
Over to me.
You got any weed?
Roll another one.
God damn it, I love pot.
Just like the other one.
I'm looking to score some drugs.
This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
Actually, have music in front of me, but I bet lots of great K-Rock songs that you love so much by Cat Corbin coming up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop on the way from K-Rock.
Kippies, I mean, period. Kippies.
Roll another one.
Suck it.
All right.
Just like the other one.
Courage.
This one seems to be about.
Dominated.
I don't have another cent.
Just stop and get a life. Porn's not even good anyway.
But don't bug out that joint.
Those balls are sensational.
Oh. Just pass it around.
Then I guess you won't be needing this sausage.
Quite understand was why anyone would ever want to eat a penis.
This nonsense ends right now. Let me tell both of you all something right now. It stops right now. If I gotta come back in here, prepare to feel the pain.
Cut, print, gay.
They came to party and they were disappointed.
Okay. Quit gawking, show's over. Nothing to see here. Get about your business, huh? Go on.
I can't do this. I'm out. I'm done. I'm leaving. I don't want to do this. I'm leaving. I'm not doing it. No, I'm out!
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this.